You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Going on, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-host, the Brothers Layman, Chris
and Jonathan.
How's everything going with y'all?
Yeah, man. Hope y'all having a good holiday. Excuse me. Good holiday season. Hope Christmas is good for all of you. Be safe. All that good stuff. Hope you got shopping out the way. Christmas came so fast this year. I was just like, I didn't even have time to think about it.
I know, man. It came quick. You know, I'm sure there's still a little more things I need to get before Friday pop off. We got real busy last week. We were almost trying. Yeah. We almost got a chance to get the show fully done, but it was just a lot going on.
Yeah.
Moving stuff back. And then, Fridays are off for the break. And it was like, all right, you know what? We're not going to make it. So, you know, we back. I know we got a lot of information to go through.
Yep.
But you know how we do. We're going to do it our way, giving that raw, that real.
Yes, sir.
You know, just entertaining and informative, like you know how we bring up in here.
Absolutely. We're just going to give it to you real talk.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to get at us, you want to leave us any comments, feedback, talk some sports with us, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219, and via our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything that y'all want to know, anything y'all got for us, any fantasy questions, critiques, anything, hit us up, and we will definitely get back at you.
Yes, sir. Well, you know we're jumping into it. It is week, 15?
Yes, and for those of you out there, I told y'all, stick with me. I said it. I am now going to the championship in both my fantasy leagues. What?
Yeah.
For those of y'all who didn't want me, who didn't want my advice, that's fine. You'll be sitting on your nice couches looking at your phones like, damn, that could have been me playing for fifth place and all that good stuff. Me, I'm playing for first, baby. Let's go!
Yeah, that's how we do it. Let's go! Like it's going to be him and Boomaya, Boomaya. You going to stop Demetrius from three-peating?
Yes, I'm going to stomp a hole in him like I did to my boy Derek. Whooped him by 50 points. I ain't playing. I am so serious. I had some. I know I was down a little bit. It looked like the guys didn't want me winning, but the moves I made, plucking cats off the waiver wires, beautiful moves, all came to fruition in the end. And boy, oh boy, am I kicking ass and taking names right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm loving it. And the games ain't even close. That's why I'm loving it so much. I've been winning by 20 at least every game. Like, let's go. Yeah, this is how you're supposed to win. You close it out the right way.
Yeah, one of my leagues, I made the championship. This other one, so close today. The one ones that really count.
Mm.
And it's like, came up short.
Mm. I feel you.
Lamar Miller.
Hey, I hear you. I had him starting today, and he didn't do nothing but my other dudes. Carried the load. They shouldered the load, baby. Yeah,
so people feeling good. You know, we got one more week for fantasy football.
Woo!
You know, some people feeling good like Jonathan. A lot of us out here like, oh, it's so close.
Woo! I know some of y'all are like, shut the fuck up.
I've been out of it like a month ago. So, yeah, hey, we all know the pains.
Hey, I earned the right to brag, baby. Let's go.
Speaking of bragging, you know, we're getting into some feedback. I had a voicemail that the homie Baylor sent in last week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we listened to, but you know, he got something to say.
Go ahead, Baylor. What up?
So, Jay, look, I understand. Look, like I said, it's no slander today. It's none. It's Hood Love Monday, just like Moody said, okay? Shout out to him. Shout out to the king. Now, I want to say this. Remember when I said the first time we played y'all that it wasn't Carr's fault, even though we know that Carr makes late game, bad late game decisions. But when I told you that our receiver was not paying attention when Carr was throwing him the rock, you know, that slant play, and it was picked off and it was taken to the house, I said, all right. But right then and there, I knew we wasn't afraid of y'all defense. That's the thing. I'm not sold on y'all DBs. Y'all linebackers, solid. Y'all D-line is cool. But y'all DBs, I'm just not sold on it. Did you see the pass interference that they didn't call with Cooper? I'm not just sold on them. I'm not calling them an elite pass defense. Not yet. By far is the best defense Peyton Manning has ever played with. By far. Landslide. But I'm not, I can't give them that title. I'm not afraid of them niggas. And this game proved it. Now, I will say this. Me and you got something in common, brother. We hate the Patriots. See, that's the thing. You thought I was going to come with slander. Oh, no. First thing first, I hate the Pats because they stopped our run. Yeah. I'm still salty about that. But I hate the Pats. You hate the Pats for obvious reasons.
Yes, I do.
So for me, it goes, I hate the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I hate San Diego. Then I hate Denver. KC is whatever. We all rivals. It's just that I hate the Patriots more. Way more. Yeah. And I've always had respect for Broncos, certain players. Ed McCaffrey, John Elway, Steve Atwater.
Rod Smith.
Like, y'all had up. Terrell Davis. Like, everybody. Like, I had respect for them cats. Now, I didn't like y'all as a team, you know, and I respected y'all organization and y'all coach because, hell, he used to be a Raider himself. But I've always had respect, so it's no slander. I'm just talking all facts. I'm not afraid of y'all defense. I don't think nobody's afraid of the defense. You know what I mean? It's just that y'all was drinking that juice early on, caught cats off by surprise, and y'all got it. Some of them defensive plays was, like, given to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Remember the KC game when Jamal fumbled? That was given to y'all. So y'all just kept going with it. It's kind of like Carolina. Carolina got a solid D across the board on all levels. But somebody's going to come in there confident and try to punch them in the mouth.
They tried.
I'm not saying that y'all not an elite D. Yes, I am. I'm saying that y'all are a great D, not an elite D. Or whatever. So that's all. I mean, that's pretty much all I gotta say. I mean, we know what it is about Carr, and we know what it is about y'all defense. And I will tell you this though, y'all got a future quarterback on y'all hands. Is John Elway get with him in the offseason?
We'll see about that.
I'm gonna be nervous. I'm gonna be nervous because he already showed flashes, not against us, because y'all kicked 4 field goals. But he can't get down there. Y'all beat the Pats.
Yep.
That right there, that's like when USC or UCLA beat each other. You beat the Pats, all right, somebody going to be calling you. Either you're going to be on the team or someone's going to be calling you. So y'all better lock him up because Peyton over there collecting them AARP checks and Social Security checks and future Hall of Famer, and I love him, but it's time to roll like Kobe, and we already know what it is. So no slander, all facts, all love, Hood Love Monday, and it is what it is, Jay. Jay, you roll with me, I roll with you. We rolling. I don't know where we going, but we rolling. I do not have y'all winning the Super Bowl. I do not have y'all in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Because I'm nervous. One is because I don't think Peyton can get there. I don't think the new boy could get there. I think if Peyton, I don't know. I'm nervous. I just don't want New England to win. So look, y'all do what y'all got to do, and y'all do it well. That defense is so-called what it's supposed to be. Let me see it in the playoffs, because there's no excuse. Y'all tripped up, and y'all allowed the Pats along you seen what happened with Cincy. Dalton is down. So the AFC, is looking real open right now. Looking real open. So I will say if Pittsburgh can squeeze up in there, I don't want them to because I'd rather be in there. But, hell, if Pittsburgh squeeze up in there, I might Pittsburgh versus Carolina. Mm. It might be. And watch out for Seattle. Mm. All right. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Baylor.
Appreciate that, Baylor. First off, shout out to Moody, who always be showing us love on on the shows and everything. So, you know, Mr. Moody, shout out. I know you're taking a break and getting your show all prepared for the next season and the new year. So,
fam.
You know, absolutely. So, definitely want to give you some love. Mr. Baylor, the blasphemy you have spoken is unbelievable. Unbelievable. How dare you not call our defense elite? We be shutting cats down. Did you see? First of all, we lead the league in defensive scoring, defensive yards, sacks, forced fumbles. That's elite. That ain't an accident. That's consistency and doing the damn thing. We held the explosive ass Pittsburgh Steelers today to 10 points in the first half and would have been just fine if Brock Osweiler's flashy self, showing all these damn flashes, his flashy self would have made some points in the second half. If he would have scored even one touchdown in the second half, we would have won that game. The defense did their job. They gave him ample opportunities to score. They gave him ample chances. They didn't crack Pittsburgh's territory until the end of the fourth quarter in the second half. So, the defense was on the field consistently against arguably the most explosive offense in all of football. At least that the best trio of receivers, clearly, in all of football. I don't think that's an argument.
No.
And
Arizona's close second.
Because I'm like, they already got the best receiver in football. Then you tack on one of the best deep threats, and Martavius Bryant. Marcus Wheaton starting to come along. So, I'm like, you know, going up against them, You can only give them so many chances before they just start scoring points. Mm-hmm. So the fact that our defense had to keep going out there constantly, all the time, they were worn by the time the game started to be over. So they were worn out. Antonio Brown was fresh and busting out big plays, dominating, ridiculous. I mean, the pass rush started getting worn out in the second half. They weren't really getting to Ben anymore like they were in the first half. The offense somewhat dictated that. And unfortunately, the defense can only hold so long.
Yeah.
They did a good job holding them off. They had a 17-point – they gave Denver a 17-point lead gap. And after a while, Denver couldn't do nothing. Yeah. They couldn't score. Couldn't do anything.
Zero
and then
in second half.
They had a few shots where, you know, Denver's D held Pittsburgh and got them off the field in three and out situations. Denver just couldn't capitalize on any of them. So it just got to a point. They got worn. Yeah. But to say they're not elite is blasphemy.
Okay.
So it is what
it
is.
I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense, okay?
Straight up. A lot of these games, I am not blaming on the defense because prior to this game, we didn't score any touchdowns the past two games. So the defense, and I think we lost to Oakland. I think we won the previous game. So I'm like, defense did what they were supposed to do, holding opponents down. It's just our offense can't do nothing, which is why I have been saying I cannot wait for Peyton Manning to come back. Everybody was kicking Peyton out the door when Brock Osweiler came and he beat the Patriots and all this other stuff. And now that Brock Osweiler has lost, three games? Yeah. It's starting to get to a point now, and he's shown flashes, but it's not consistently. And he made some plays in that second half that were boneheaded decisions. He made some bad passes. Passes were not accurate. And, you know, unfortunately, in a situation where I'm trying to get to the playoffs, I'm going with Peyton Manning 10 times out of 10. Yes, is he our quarterback for the future? Absolutely. I see Brock Osweiler. I think he has a bright future ahead of him. He's shown that he can be a very good quarterback. I think he just needs more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's only like his fourth, fifth game. So, I mean, he doesn't have much experience. But, You know, with the small sample size he has given, he has shown flashes. But he's also shown that he's still raw.
Yeah.
In certain areas. So he's still learning. He's still young enough. But I agree. I think Denver does need to lock him up, which I think they will in the offseason. I think they'll give him a fair deal. But if he wants to get, like, overpaid, then, you know, we can always get another quarterback. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, looking at that game, though, I mean, hey, you shut, like you said, defense held Steelers to 23 total yard rushing.
That's what I'm saying.
Big Ben just 40 of 55, 380, three touchdowns, two interceptions. The last interception, I was like, what in the hell was that? It's like, okay, I'm going to hold out. I'm going to pass it.
Oh, I was like, yes! Was like a glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
But,
couldn't do nothing.
You know, out. Vernon Davis dropping passes again. It's like.
Don't drop that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on, drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
And man, 49er fans are laughing at us right now. Like, see? That's why we was like, good riddance.
Yeah, and they say, hey, same thing happened last week.
Fuck. In Oakland.
With a chance of a fourth down. Wide open in the hands.
I think it was the same thing this one. I think it was fourth down. And it was like, God. Hey.
You can't kiss.
We can't count on you in the big moments. So, yeah. I don't know, man.
But, yeah, I mean, in this game, clearly, we've been saying best wide receiver in the game.
Oh, without question.
Antonio Brown on 18 targets, 16 for 189 yards, two touchdowns, delivering. As usual.
Chris Harris gave up his first touchdown in 2 years. Which, I mean, I'm just like, if somebody's going to beat you, I mean, it's Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both kind of smallish dudes, about the same size. And, I mean, it was a battle.
Yeah.
But, Jesus, Antonio Brown just killed them all game.
Shoot, Martavis Bryant, 10 for receptions for 87 yards.
Their offense is crazy.
Marcus Wheaton continues to be productive. Mm-hmm. 6 for 62 and a touchdown.
Their offense is just nuts, man.
Yeah,
you can't guard them all.
No. I mean, y'all receivers came through early on. Emmanuel Sanders showed up against his old team. 10 for 181.
And so did Demaryius. And then Demaryius he started dropping the ball in the second half. Like, God, Jesus, man.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman only 48 yards on the ground.
And this, yeah, C.J. Anderson still banged up. The offensive line, they did an okay job protecting Brock for the most part.
And Brock, you know, three touchdowns all in the first half. Donut offensively as a team the second half. Just leaving the door open.
Peyton. Yeah, right, because we ain't clinched the playoffs yet.
Nope, so you ain't clinched the division yet.
I know. I'm like, dude, Peyton, where are you at? Where you at? And a lot of them people who was kicking Peyton out, a lot of them now are like, Peyton, please come back.
Right. Man, we still got Peyton Manning, though.
Exactly. I know Peyton's like, I know he itching to come back, and then, of course, comes out that there's a chance he was playing with a hurt foot for like 3-4 months. So I'm like, oh, great. So he just started to see. So that explains why. I don't like to use that crap as an excuse.
Here we go.
I'm like, here we go again. Really? Are we doing this
Shout
again?
Out to Spirit. Be like, the hoopla hates. Like, oh, now you're coming out with it. Now, like, that I'm sucking. Oh, yeah, I was hurt for like a month before.
Like, it's like, okay. I don't want to hear that, man. So I'm just like, at this point.
Like, you just did not put it on the injury report.
Right. But I'm like, right now, at this point, we play Cincinnati next week. Peyton need to start that game.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry. It needs to happen. He was practicing this week, starting to get back into the groove. It needs to happen. We need him back.
Yeah, you better hope, man.
Because Pittsburgh, they get them. If they get in the playoffs, man,
nobody don't want to play.
Nobody wants to play Pittsburgh. Like, fuck, man. Kudos to Mike Tomlin, man.
I don't at the right time. I know you hated that when he pointed at the camera. You were like, sit your.
I love Mike Tomlin, but yeah, at that particular moment in time, I'm like, fuck you, Mike Tomlin. Fuck you. Like, yeah, fuck you.
I know somebody in your house was happy.
Yeah, my wife was just
talking.
She was so quiet. She was quiet. She didn't say a word the whole game. And then the minute Pittsburgh got up, she just started cracking up laughing. She started busting up laughing at me, and I was just like, this is fucking bullshit. I was like, this is whack. Golly, man. But you know what? It is what it is at this point. We still ahead in the division. We still in the lead. We got two games to go. God dang it, we got to win next week.
Let me see. Was it laugh like this? Let me see if this did.
That's basically, in a sense, what it came out sounding like. I was like, God damn it.
Hey, man, so we were talking about y'all rivals, giving Baylor a shot. Hey, man, y'all almost knocked off the Packers. I mean, Derek Carr, at some moments, it was like, oh, my God, dude. And I had the dude I was playing that had Aaron Rodgers, so I'm pulling for Oakland defense. Oakland defense showed up.
Yeah.
You know, they had a lot of drive. They could have gave up more points, but really held them.
Oakland's on the cusp. Mm-hmm. But I told you, Baylor, when the season started, you said wild card. I told you. Next year. Thank you, sir. Y'all are officially eliminated from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I am sorry. It's okay. It's mm-hmm. Look, it's love. It's all love. I love what the Raiders are doing. I love the direction they're going in. Jack Del Rio was a great hire as a coach. Mm-hmm. He's got these guys playing, especially that defense. He got that defense really playing. Offensively, you got your quarterback of the future, without question. Yeah. He's already shown that he can be that dude. Mm-hmm. He just needs – he's only his second year. He needs a few more years under his belt. Latavius Murray, you got your running back of the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 21 for 78.
You got Amari Cooper.
6 for 120, 2 touchdowns.
They got
Michael Crabtree, who y'all just signed, gave him a 4-year, $35 million deal. 6 for 70. Great. 1-2 combo.
Yes. Clive Walford, rookie tight end they picked. He's developing. Mm-hmm. He looks like he could be something nice in the future. They got a solid O-line. The defense is coming along. You just got to add a few pieces in your defensive backfield. Let's be real. It's time for the 55-year-old Charles Woodson to get his replacement.
He had a nice little defensive play in the game.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
But it
he going to hold on, I guess, until they get somebody try. That basically pushes him out.
So I'm like, it's time to get his replacement. You get you a solid. You got to find you a nice corner, a nice veteran corner, somebody who can help y'all out on that end. You know, get you a pass rusher or two. Y'all be good to team up with Khalil Mack. If Aldon Smith can ever get his life back on track, he'd be a nice compliment. And you know, we'll see. But they got all the pieces. And the scary thing is they're young. Mm-hmm. So they're still growing and still getting better. The also scary thing for Raider fans is they're young, which means they're going to be commanding dollars when their free agent market hits.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It happened with Seattle. They had to end up paying everybody. You're going to have to do the same thing with all these young dudes. Khalil Mack, David Carr, all of them going to have to get paid. So that's the only thing that comes with it. So,
right.
But I love the direction they're going.
But they're doing, you know, they handling business.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be Green Bay. Green Bay holding on. Keep it moving. But Baylor, from last week, we know Jonathan was talking mess. I know you were saying it's love. But I got this for you.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy?
Like winning rivalry game, bitch. That's how it go.
It's all love, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it is, man. It's all love.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Other good games, man, today. Hey, I shout out to your Big B, all your Redskin fans.
Kurt G. What up?
Hey, man, y'all.
They trying to win the division. It's what? I'm like, somebody actually wants it. Well, I'd be damned. I didn't think there was one person in that division who wanted it.
Kirk Cousins, he want his money.
Well, a report came out today that he ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
They were like, even if they got to franchise him, they keeping him. So, hey, I guess be prepared for him to be around at least a couple more years, Redskins fans. But, I mean, he's earning it.
Yeah.
He earning that money.
I mean, today, 22 or 28. 319 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, you know, leading them to 35-25 win over the Bills.
If Jordan Reed can stay healthy, man, he's like the
7 for 84, 2 touchdowns. That dude, he's a damn top 5 tight end.
If he can stay healthy.
If he's healthy. Yeah,
if he's healthy, he's a freaking monster, man.
You know, DeSean Jackson showing signs of life, 6 for 153 and a touchdown. I mean, that's
they're
why
rolling.
You brought him.
Yeah. They're rolling. He brings a different dimension to your team. Mm-hmm. He brings that deep speed, that deep play threat, and opens things up for the rest of your team. So, and I mean, shout out. And Alfred Morris.
Yeah,
I mean. He actually had a sighting.
Yeah, 14 for 84. I mean, he and Matt Jones, you prefer one of them to come and stand out and want to take the job, but You know, they're both solid.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, I mean, Buffalo was a tough matchup. Really proved a lot. Being Buffalo 6-8, I think they are. Well, I don't know if they're
officially, yeah.
They're officially they're out. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
It's getting to that time.
Looking at the end of LeSean McCoy, who's got an award coming later on from last week. He didn't do much. 10 for 29.
And got hurt.
Yeah. He's been hurt all season. Just banged up.
Yeah. Feel bad for Tyrod Taylor, man. Because he's been playing well this year. And then I heard a rumor that I guess they're not sold on him. I said, what? Okay, fine. Watch him go somewhere else. And then we'll see how good y'all are.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, you got...
You lock him up for at least a couple years.
Yeah, yeah. He's shown, coming in his first year, out of nowhere. It wasn't like he was in camp, like, oh, this is, he's got the job.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, of course you bring somebody in to push him. But he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah, you got rid of Matt Castle.
I mean, shoot, yeah. And that, please. So... Had he not gotten hurt, there's a chance they would still probably be in playoff contention.
Good chance because he's been playing like that. I mean, Sammy Watkins is like keeping.
Absolutely.
5 for 111 and 2
God,
touchdowns.
God, man, I got to play him in the championship, I feel like, because, man, he's been balling every game. Yeah,
he's been getting them.
Well, now I don't know.
10 targets.
Because the game don't matter no more.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that scares me now. Because I'm like, these games don't matter for some. So I'm like, I got to... Figure that shit.
Yeah, they 6-8. They're gonna want to finish out strong, but I knew I know that hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to you trying to win the NFC lease.
And then a report came out that sources said Mario Williams ain't happy and wanted to leave Buffalo.
Oh great.
What else is new? Mm-hmm. Anytime a team sucks, there's always one. I wanna leave now. Yeah. I don't wanna be here no more.
It's time to get the griping on.
Yep.
Out in your division, that was a great game. Carolina keeps the chain moving. 14-0.
Man.
I told you the Giants almost. I said the Saints had a chance to beat them. I told Jonathan, I was like, the Giants have a good chance. I wouldn't doubt them losing.
They won't lose.
But Carolina, last drive.
Carolina ain't losing that game.
Put it together. Cam Newton, 25, 45, 340 yards, 5 touchdowns. Getting it.
Getting it done. Man, just. Entertainment value alone, this game was awesome. And, man, watching, of course, what everybody going to talk about, Odell Beckham and Josh Norman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I missed some of that because I was gone this morning. But watch some of the highlights.
Them fools were just going at it. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even mad at Josh Norman for being pissed. Because I'm like, dude, you targeted me.
Mm-hmm.
Came flying out of nowhere and hit him.
Yeah. I mean, went straight
luckily
for the
he
head.
Didn't knock him out or anything, but he hit him.
This is one of them situations where it does feel like, well, you're a star. You're one of the big stars in the league. And this is one of the benefits is that you can do all that and you ain't kicked out. Yeah. I mean, especially if they're all about safety and all that. You like if somebody had done that to an offensive player, to a wide receiver, you'd be like, get the hell out.
Because I kid you not, it got to a point where it got a little ridiculous because there were like 3-4 consecutive plays where like as soon as the ball was hiked, boom, these fools are just going right at each other. And you're like, at some point, and then it's just like flag, unsportsmanlike, flag, unsportsmanlike. And it got to a point like, come on.
Yeah,
on both sides, your teammates are like, knock it off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, now clearly, you know, defensive player, he's gone just every time you get off the block. I mean, he's entitled to that.
Yeah.
First 5 yards, he going to touch it. He ain't going to let you run and get a full sprint. And you Odell Beckham. Like, no, every time you come off that line, I'm popping you.
Yep. And they
just going to have to take it.
And they were just jarring back and forth all day. Some, I'm sure, not for kids' ears, words were used.
Oh, not
a lot of them.
Yeah, it was all that hype leading up to that. He called him a ballerina.
Oh, he called him a, what do you call him?
He called him a bitch.
Yeah, he's a little bitch. Called him, and another player basically emphasized, he didn't call him a pussy, but that's in a sense what he called him. I was like, ugh. But I'll give it to the Giants. They made it close. They made it close, but.
Yeah, he still had a solid game, 6 for 76 in a touchdown. But, you know, not enough. Ted Ginn Jr. continues. I heard even already dropped a touchdown pass.
Yes, he did. He did the usual Ted Ginn thing.
He still had 6 and 85, 2 touchdowns. Cam Newton, I think they said this is the first time in NFL history that you've had a quarterback throw for over 300 yards, mm-hmm. 5 touchdowns, mm-hmm. and run for 100 yards.
Yep.
Like, get it done, baby.
And he's black. Holla!
8 carries for 100 yards. No Jonathan Stewart. That's all right.
That's why he's MVP.
I got it.
And that's why he MVP. And I told my barber today, I'm like, if he don't get MVP, we got a problem.
Yeah.
We got a problem. Seriously.
Yeah. There's people in the discussion. I just
in the discussion, but he's the MVP. He's got to be now. I'm like, after this performance,
yeah,
and
only
they 14-0.
Only the fourth team ever to go 14-0.
Come on, man. I'm like, you give it to him.
Other than, well, of course, the Miami Dolphins, who went undefeated through the whole season. Tom Brady, when they went undefeated up until the Super Bowl. And you had Peyton Manning with the Colts 1 year. And I'm like, well, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
And did you see what Josh would say? Did you see what Josh Norman posted about ODB?
No.
It's a picture of him with the famous catch, mm-hmm. but instead of the ball, there's a capital L.
Oh.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, man. It's all that matters. We got that W.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was funny.
You know, we know Washington fans are happy as hell.
Yep.
Yeah, do that.
Yes, and I know they like, come on, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the job.
Yeah, it's all they need.
Oh, man.
Did we know earlier, yesterday, just eliminated Dallas. You know,
Out to Kellen Moore. I like Kellen Moore.
He looks solid.
Out of Boise State. I remember Kellen Moore when he played at Boise State. Mm-hmm. I like Kellen Moore. I thought he was a cool quarterback. I felt the same way about him. I felt about A.J. McCarron's coming out of college. Mm. A lot of people were down on these guys, but I'm like, they have the potential to be decent quarterbacks. If you just give them a chance.
Yeah.
And that's why I got to a point, I'm like, give Kellen Moore a chance. And he actually didn't do too bad. He almost led him to a win. So I'm like, shoot, God, hopefully he gets an opportunity to at least be Tony Romo's backup next year.
Oh, yeah. I think he earned that much. It seemed like he's starting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not putting Matt Castle back in. Like, it's over. Get a young dude time. Mm-hmm. See what you
let
got.
Let see what you got. Because you might have a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, we know Tony Romo old and.
Exactly.
Folk getting frustrated with him. But, you know, Jets,
Jets still in it. Brandon Marshall, as you. Hey, shout out to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Brandon Marshall. That combo got me a W, baby. That was a hell of a pickup at quarterback for this week, baby. Woo! Ryan Fitzpatrick gave it to me.
Not just duel with him and Eric Decker.
I was like, just give me a solid game. That's all I needed. Give me that.
They keep talking business. So
yeah, they do.
You know, just
shout
keep
out to Todd Bowles, baby.
He's been doing it.
Black coaches loving it.
No, you got Rex Ryan goes to Buffalo. All that hype, they struggling. Just get rid of him. Now they in the door. They in it. They won a 3 fighting for that wild card spot.
Yeah. So, loving it.
Another huge game. Basically, in a winner might take the division. Houston pulled it out against the Colts. Got that W, that necessary W.
Brandon Wheaton. He got him a W. Hey, I know Cowboy fans are like, that's some bullshit.
They did.
How we get rid of Brandon Wheaton, now all of a sudden he might be going to playoffs.
TJ Yates, he was like, you are just jinxed that quarterback.
Yeah, because when he got hurt, I was like, whoa, is Shane Leckler, is the punter about to be the quarterback? But I was like, oh, they got Brandon Wheaton.
They signed Brandon Wheaton.
Jeez Louise. But yeah, look shout at this. Out.
Alfred Blue, who always is up or down, he was up today, 2,407. Like, okay, today.
DeAndre Hopkins.
8 for 94. Continues to do it.
Just do what I do. I felt so bad for Matt Hasselbeck in this game. He was taking so many shots, and then he would just be down for a minute, and you're like, is he dead? Because you're like, dude, he's already like 40 years old, and he's hurt.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the man. I'm like, at this point, I hope if they are eliminated officially, just sit him. Because he don't need to take no more punishment. Feel bad enough for him. But, yeah, I mean, Houston,
yeah,
they're going to be it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, now they're somebody, not, they don't lock it up yet. But I think they split the tie, or at least didn't they go? Didn't I think Colts beat them earlier in the season?
I think so. I think,
so you know, but they got the upper hand right now. They just need to win out to make sure they get in.
They get in. Could be interesting because they have a very good defense.
Yeah, depending on who they play.
Yep.
Those are all the really good games. Then we're moving on. New England just blasted down Tennessee. You got
knocked the fuck out. I mean, you kind of knew going in it wasn't going to be a game.
Nah, he was
like, there's a reason I didn't play Marcus Mariota this week.
Yeah, he's playing. Oh, yeah, nah.
He's nah, I'm not playing. And he got hurt. Like, damn it. So, sorry for the kid. Just hold him out. You just let him get healthy. And for the Patriots, they've clinched the fucking number one seed. Fuck them.
Yeah, with this win now, they've clinched a bye. Looks like.
You guys. Oh, I'm with you, Baylor. You know how I feel. Fuck the Patriots, man.
Especially if they're like, go ahead and handle that, Denver. Beat Cincinnati, so be official.
Yes, I do want to be. We need to beat Cincinnati, and I will do so. Believe. That's happening.
I mean, start of receiving, you had James White, 7 for 71 in a touchdown.
Oh, God, I might have to scoop him up.
You know, all receiving. I was like, well, James White? Man, he need a runner. Okay. Hey, all right, what's that?
Second I'm looking here, at dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tennessee, yeah. Dorian Green Beckham, 6'4", 113.
Starting to come along.
Mm-hmm. Delanie Walker, 264, two touchdowns. That dude just keeps on producing.
Yep.
But New England, yeah, it's just business as usual for them. Moving on. Seattle, man. I mean, I know they had, you know, issues with no Thomas Rawls, lost him for the season from last
Don't
week.
Don't even matter.
You know, put some fools in. We got Russell Wilson.
I ain't elite. What?
I mean, you know, it will be a discussion at the end of the season. But right now, he is just balling. Doug Baldwin delivering.
Oh, absolutely. That was a waiver wire pickup of the year, baby. Because he is giving me gold right now.
He is hot.
Woo!
What is that? He's got... What did he have today? 4 for 45 and 2 touchdowns. Ooh, I think in three games, the last 3 games, he's had 10 touchdowns. Something ridiculous like that.
Loving it. And Russell Wilson has thrown no interceptions in like the past 5 games.
He was delivering for me, man.
Oof.
21 to 30, 249, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
And Johnny Football. Yep.
I've heard some, you know.
Yep.
19 to 32, 161, touchdown, interception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that Seattle defense was swarming them. Well, yeah, you know, Duke Johnson led with 46 yards.
Oh.
And receptions. With
they're them. Done. Mike Pettine's gone. It's a wrap. Johnny Football's gone. You're starting all over again. Just keep adding to the quarterback list. Who y'all going to get? Cardale Jones or
Mike
somebody?
Mike Pettine, man, like, I didn't want this dude. I will just take him.
I don't blame Mike Pettine, honestly.
So I got fired for not working the dude who you picked, who I could have told you wasn't going to be good, and now you're going to get rid of him and me. Yeah, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I mean, I Mike Pettine's going to find another job somewhere. I don't think necessarily as a head coach. But, I mean, shoot, you take over the Cleveland Browns. He had them decent last year, considering all the headache they were dealing with Josh Gordon and all that nonsense. And now you got this headache with Johnny Football. I give him kudos. Being able to keep these guys playing hard, at least. So, it is what it is. I feel bad for Mike Pettine, but he's probably gone at the end of the season. More than likely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. I mean, it's 3-11 now. They'll probably be on there, like, 18th starting quarterback in the draft. I mean, that's what it feels like. But
yeah.
What you going to do? Draft another quarterback.
God, they are just horrible.
I know for you, frustrating. Kansas City Chiefs will not go away.
They're like a thorn in the hip right now. It's like, God damn, what do they want? 8 straight, I think? 8 straight.
See?
Like, Baltimore,
34-14.
Lose.
They just keep getting it
done. I hate them. Because Alex Smith is so annoying. Because they dink and dunk their way to just victories.
Oh, he did.
It's so irritating.
25, 171 yards.
171 yards. It's like nothing. God,
defense is stepping up.
Yeah, it is, and it's very shocking. They're playing well without Justin Houston.
Yeah, so who I read that he's interested that if he may try to come back, they make the playoffs.
Of course. Of course. You would expect him to try to, at least.
Oh, you know he's going to want to.
Yeah.
Cincinnati whooped on Frisco. Frisco made it a little tough, but you know, A.J. McCarron, 10-21, 192-1. Oh, man.
Shout out.
Bad for him, because... We ain't talking about Mr. Andy Dalton, that broken thumb on that hand. I just talked that play. Like, what? First of all, who were you throwing it to in the first place?
I'm attacking.
Like, you threw it right at the defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, oh, snap, I'm going to tackle him. And, you know, and I heard a discussion about, you know, should quarterbacks be put in that, should they get in that position? You're like, well, and one quarterback, I think they asked Steve Young. Somebody they asked, and they were like, yo. Oh, no, it was Trent Dilfer. And they were like, look, they don't want to be lumped in as kickers and punters. Like, yeah. Yo, like, it happens. I can play. Like, I'm tough. And, like, most guys don't grow up and just play quarterback their whole life. They've played other positions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, plus the thing is, like, all right, he doesn't do that, and he just gets out the way, and the guy runs for, like, 40 yards. They're going to be like, nigga, he was right there, just tackling him. And I don't even know how he broke his thumb. It was
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. But, hey, I mean, A.J. McCarron, he's keeping him afloat.
God, I so missed because I wanted to just play Andy Dalton's favorite, my favorite joint for him.
I have doubts.
You know, he's saying he's coming back. I have doubt about that. I mean, he's been playing well, straight up, and I want him to at least get the chance to try to lead this team in the playoffs.
Yes.
Because that, it does suck. That's all we've been waiting on. We want to see Andy Dalton play in the playoffs.
Yep.
Now there's a chance we may not, which really hinders everything with this team. I mean, they may hold on and get the bye.
Maybe. If they beat us.
Yeah, but, I mean, the running game... 68 total yards against the Niners. Looking like she, Isley's hating it. I don't get it. Sounds like she a Niners fan. It's, oh, man. I mean, Marvin Jones, 4 for 89. AJ Green, 3 targets, 1 for 37.
Help me out in fantasy playoffs. Thank you.
Didn't help me out. Like, gee. Oh, snap. So, yeah, Cincinnati's still alive. Another game, I guess that counts, because they're still alive. Atlanta Falcons.
I guess that counts. Hanging on.
I mean, they're hanging on.
Yeah, they ain't making the fan playoffs. They're not making the playoffs.
No,
it's not happening.
I don't see that.
They're not doing it.
I mean, as of right now.
They barely beat the Jaguars. They're not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean,
No, they're not. Not the way it's going.
No.
I mean, you got, you know, and Arizona's beating Philly right now, 17-10 at half.
Yep.
So it looks like they're going to handle that business. So just looking at things going into next week, let's see how this conference is playing out. We're in the AFC. Like you said, New England has clinched a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Have a chance to lock up home field.
They play the Jets.
Mm.
That's
sitting at 12-2. Cincinnati's 11-3. Denver's 10-4. Y'all play each other next week.
Yep. Monday Night Football.
Mm,
even
better. So
the whole world can see that we gonna win. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I hope Peyton's back. Let's go. Got more than enough time to get Peyton back. I think this is what they was waiting for.
You got you got the Houston right now holding on. To that number 4 spot.
They play Tennessee.
Mm.
So that should be a W.
Yeah. And then in the wild card, you got Kansas City. And Pittsburgh is now in the 6th seed.
Mm. Kansas City plays Cleveland, which should be probably be their 9th straight win. And then the Steelers play Baltimore, which they should win.
Yeah, although, so, you know.
You never know division games.
Baltimore would love to mess that up.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine?
That would hurt, but you just be like, you playing Baltimore.
Yeah. Damn.
We don't know.
And then you got Arizona playing Green Bay.
Mm.
It's going to be a very nice game.
Yeah, because over in the NFC, Carolina's clinched the bye as well.
Mm.
You know, 14-0 and chugging along.
They play the Falcons. Oof, just kick their ass and keep it going.
Yeah. Arizona's at number two. They've clinched a spot to playoffs.
As I said, they play Green Bay.
Green Bay right now, 10-4. Mm. They've clinched a spot. Washington's holding on right now.
Go ahead.
Sitting pretty.
They play the Eagles next week. You know the Eagles fans would love to screw that one up. Mm-hmm.
And then you got Seattle in the number five spot. Who's clinched the spot in the playoffs? So they sitting good.
They play the Rams.
Hey, man, right now, if they hold on the five spot, they playing the Redskins or whoever come out of the NFC.
Doesn't matter.
And ain't nobody going to pick them. Yeah. And then Minnesota is holding on to that sixth spot.
They play the Giants on Sunday Night Football. So
that's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a tough game because the Giants are probably going to – they still going to be playing hard. Yeah.
I mean, and out of that, you know, Atlanta's 7-7.
Nope.
Like we said, we don't think they get
it.
Yeah, Minnesota shouldn't tank.
No.
I don't see that happening. No, they didn't play that well. I mean, although, no, Teddy Bridge played awesome.
Pretty well. Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I mean, Eagles, that's it. So, playoffs are going to be interesting. You got me. Look, I want to see this next week. Yeah.
Those are the best games.
Yeah.
Honestly, the best games are like the playoff teams
mm-hmm.
that are playing. All the other games, nobody really care about.
Green Bay, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's going to be some interesting games coming up.
Yes, sir.
Next week.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and come right back. We're going to hop into some NBA talk. And, of course, hit the sports world, discuss some college football, basketball, and some MLB stuff before we get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour.
Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle Jonathan.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
Yeah, he chose that. I didn't make him do that, y'all.
Y'all, we back into it. Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, so y'all hit us up. Y'all want to talk some NFL? Two more weeks to go. Playoffs is right around the corner. This is the time where everybody glued in.
Yes, sir, man.
You know, let's talk about it.
It's time.
Y'all can reach out to us via Twitter, at Brothers Layman, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via voicemail, 323-455-4219. And you can always leave us something on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out. If you got anything you want to get off your chest, hit us up, and we will definitely hit you back. That's for sure.
Holla. All right, so we got, some NBA feedback.
All right.
From the homie Spirit.
What up, Spirit? What's happening?
What up, y'all? Fellas, sorry I haven't been in contact. Been working hard on the network and in life.
It's all good.
Next thing I know, I look up and it's the weekend already. I think to myself, shit, another week went by without hitting up the fellas. Sending this now before I look up and it's the weekend again. And it's a good thing, too. Your latest episode about winning the NFC least, I love it, is fresh on my mind. First of all, much love to the G-Fam ladies that have been holding it down while I've been out. Emails from my sister Storm and Hoopla's number one fan, have Jonathan wondering why I don't like watch football. Like it's hereditary or something. LOL. Then I find out that Chris and my own mama are conspiring to get me into football right now at 36. Shout out to y'all for wanting me delivered.
That is all good. my god.
So yeah, Okafor is going through some things right now, but none of that is as bad as his team sucked. How is he getting punished for going 108 miles in miles per hour when his team is sliding downhill faster than that? LOL. He'll be all right. He's young and is just making young people decisions right now. The other thing is that there are not a lot of leaders in that in the league anymore to talk to guys like Okafor, especially on the whack-ass Sixers. I remember Charles Barkley often talking about guys like Malone and Dr. J giving him much guidance when he was young on that same Sixers team. Who is going to do those things like that in the NBA now as far as players? Meta World Peace? Get the fuck out of here. I am in need of your help, guys. Between Storm, our number one fan, and the homie Teddy D, it's getting a little too bronze sexual on Hoopla these days.
Man, ain't it?
I feel like that uncomfortable straight guy at a gay bar wondering why these niggas keep playing Hallelujah, It's Raining LeBron on repeat on the speakers. Can one of y'all send a fuck LeBron email or voicemail so I can regain my sanity? Gracias. Question for Jonathan.
I got you, Spirit.
Oh, yeah, you got that. That's hilarious.
I got you.
Question for Jonathan. How is too soon to say that Anthony Bennett, who we haven't heard from in Toronto, by the way, and yes, I'm back on this, is the biggest bust in NBA history, but it's not too soon to call Steph Curry the best shooter in NBA history? Let's be honest. Steph just became a superstar about two seasons ago. Before that, he battled frequent ankle injuries. Now he has become so popular that his family is popular. Think about that. He's been with his wife for a while. We just found out who she was like last year. Now the Currys all are superstars. Between Steph's play, his daughter in the post-game interviews, and this past weekend his wife going off on Twitter, but that's all started recently. I think he can go down as the best shooter in the history of the NBA, but needs to keep this up for a few more seasons. Can he? At this point, I'm not betting against shit and going to stay, but he still has to do it, in my opinion. Okay? I can see why Chris would say firing Byron Scott at this point won't matter because Kobe's swan song takes precedence. With that being said, B. Scott should have been fired a long time ago before Kobe announced anything. It's crazy when Kevin McHale is the first coach fired despite the Lakers doing shit like losing to Philly.
Man.
I mean.
Preach.
Who does that? No one. Literally. No one. Because that was the first game Philly won. How the hell does this man still have a job? If I may get into serious mode for a minute, Chris, thank you for your contribution, and Jonathan, thank you for your kind words regarding the episode about fatherhood. I'm very proud of that episode, and the positive responses have been overwhelming. Kudos to you, Chris, for handling your business as a loving father and husband. Keep up the good work. Thanks again for being part of what I've said is the most important thing I've done since starting a podcast. All right, y'all. I plan to have you guys on Hoopla again at the beginning of 2016. We did this last year to recap 2014, and that was one of my favorite episodes. If you guys are available, I'd love to have you on. I enjoy talking smack with you guys. No doubt. Love the show as always. Keep up the good work. And shout out to the best part of the NFL season coming to a close. More NBA games on television.
Yes, sir.
Peace, gent. Spirit G, half of Hoopla, GSPN.
Yes, sir.
What up, man?
What up, Spirit? Yeah, what's happening, bro?
Oh, yeah, you know. Well, you know we down to come on.
Oh, anytime.
Talk some mess, man.
Anytime, you know, bro.
We have fun doing that episode as well.
Absolutely. You know, now. Betros.
Oh, yeah. And I want to say, for all y'all out there who have not had a chance to hear it, go check out the G-Spot Podcast Network. He did do an episode about fatherhood.
Yes.
With myself, Teddy D, Aaron B from Black Astronauts, Baylor the Great, and himself just talking. We were talking about being fathers, what it means to us, things like that. Really great episode.
We need more of that out there, y'all.
Yeah.
We need a lot of these, and it ain't just black fathers.
No.
Even though, fathers, you know, period. We need more black daddies out there. It's a lot of black dads out there that's taking care of their business. Just fathers in general.
Yeah.
You just need more fathers in general out there taking care of their business and handling their responsibilities as men. You feel me?
Yep. All right. So,
about Steph Curry.
You want to do this? All right. Let's do the Steph Curry joint.
First of all, about Steph Curry. The reason he is the best shooter in NBA history is because the lowest percentage, and I did my research, the lowest percentage this kid has shot. 42% from three-point range. Damn. That's the lowest he has ever shot in a season. He is shooting 45% from three-point range for his career. So, yes, he's just really blown up the past couple years. But as far as shooting-wise, he's been shooting since he came into the league. He's been able to kill. It's just, you know, just now he's starting to get the game, the notoriety and everything. Because, well, You have to keep in mind, when he did come in the league, they sucked. Yeah. They weren't good. I mean, yeah, he had the ankle problems. But the other thing was, they weren't that good of a team. They were still building.
Him and Monte Ellis.
They were still developing, yeah.
He still wasn't a real good point guard like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and them ankle issues, which is partly why people ask why he's got such a – he's only making $10 million a year. Because I was like, he had ankle
because
he had serious ankle problems.
Because, yeah, he was hurt all the – it seemed like he was always hurt. Mm-hmm. But he could always shoot.
Yeah, he could play well. It was just, do we really invest in this kid?
And now he's kind of taken off now that a lot of people have really noticed him. But right. if you watch his early film, he was wet. Yeah. He was wet. His jumper's always been killer.
His handle's been all that.
His handle's been good and stuff. But, I mean, his handles have improved over time. But his jump shot has been there. So, I mean, for me, he's that dude.
I think it is with his shoot. It's just the fact that he can shoot off dribble.
Yeah.
That's what it is that stands out to everybody the most, is that he'll dribble behind the back and just pull up so damn fast and then make it from like 32 feet. You're like, what the hell? Consistently, like all the time. And
when he first came in, he wasn't given a green light like he has right now. He had to kind of pick and choose his spots.
And, of course, you know, we got this, Bears mentioned it. He does play in a time where three-pointers are basically everybody shoots threes.
Yep.
You know, back when, you know, even when Reggie Miller was after Larry Bird, you know, 10 threes was a damn lot. Like, it wasn't like you coming down the court on a fast break, you pulling up. Like, you do that in the 80s, you getting yanked out the game. Like,
some teams would shoot 10 threes for the game.
It wasn't if like that. Yeah. You know, now with the analytics and the sped up offense.
You got dudes shooting 16 threes a game. Mm-hmm. You're like, God damn.
I've been talking about what Kobe Bryant took 17
threes. J.R. Smith take 25 threes.
Like, yeah, if Steph takes 20 threes.
He's making fine. At least 9 of them.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, nobody – he'll take 23s. Nobody cares that he took 23.
Because if you look at his – again, if you look at his history, I'm looking at his career stats right now. Actually, no, that's this year. Let me look at his career stats. Career-wise, he is averaging 7 threes a game. He's making 3. He's shooting 44% for his career. So, yeah, I mean, basically he's making at least half of them every time he shoots them. So you don't care.
Yeah.
Because you know if he misses, he's probably making the next one.
Yeah, and if he's – like if his season ended, his career ended now, I guess that would be the question. It would be difficult. I would – you know, seeing him, I would say yeah, but it wouldn't be – the margin wouldn't be as great. Now, if he continues this for like another 7-8 years, then he has enough of a gap in between to be like, well, he's clearly by far – because he's done it over a long period of time versus like 5-6. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the dude just plays in the era where you can shoot all you want, and he's the best at it.
Yep.
As far as your comment with that same thing, I mean, we at the point now, we can probably call Anthony Bennett. He's up to the worst. We're going to have to revisit
it again. Yeah, I have to look at revisionist history to see what's the biggest bust in NBA history.
Probably for number one pick.
For the number one pick?
Because he ain't going to beat out Hasheem Thabeet. Hasheem Thabeet might be like, he might be the worst.
Yeah, Hasheem Thabeet might be the worst.
Because he was number two guy, and he did nothing. At least Oluwakandi contributed for like a little bit. He didn't do nothing.
Oh, man. Let's see.
With the Philly thing, I'm with you on that because I always feel like you need to have some kind of veteran leadership around on the team. I prefer it to be somebody who's actually playing in time. I don't think just having a veteran on the bench who's probably going to play 5 minutes a game is like that. I prefer my veterans to at least have some play, kind of like what's going on in Minnesota, where you got, you know, Tayshaun Prince, you got Garnett, you got guys like that, Kevin Martin, who are at least in the rotation. I think makes a big difference. I don't think you can have – I think that is Philly's problem, and I think Brian Colangelo will probably fix it come next season. They have to have at least one or two guys in there who are, you know, 11, 12 years in their career. You can't just have – because I saw that thing. Everybody is basically 25 and under, which that's not going to help.
Yeah.
The process of growth is going to be a long time.
And that's the hard part with Philly, is no veterans don't want to go to Philly. And that is half the problem, is that people are just like, well, they're not trying. I'm like, dude, name me a free agent who wants to go to Philly, where he's like, that's where I'm going when I hit free agency.
And Philly's
none.
Philly's not going to pay anybody. You know, they're trying to.
That's the other thing.
They're trying to stockpile assets. They don't really. Everybody.
That they're going to have to pay eventually.
Yeah.
That's why they need. I'm so glad when dude came out and said they just trying to sell the fucking team. Because I'm like, yes, please give it to somebody who actually wants to pay somebody and pay the veterans to come to your team to make the team better. Because, golly, like, I know I give, you know, kudos to them. You know, part of what they're doing, I like, because they are getting young, good assets with some of their players. But at some point, it's just like, you know, you got to get some veterans. Trade some of those young pieces and get you some veterans in there.
Yeah, and it feels long, but that's because they broke the team up.
Yeah, when they had Iguodala and all that.
Yeah, the year Noel got drafted, is they traded Drew Holiday.
For him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the trade with Vujicic obviously blew up in their face. I'm not, you know, they always gonna regret that. But they were, you know, they were like 8th, 9th, 10th in the East, barely doing anything. Nobody wants to be that. They started over, you know, made the trade, got in the well. They sucked. Could have had Wiggins. Joel Embiid got hurt. Screwed up everybody draft, so they got stuck with him.
Yep.
And year after that, everybody, Lakers decided they wanted to go small. No, so I mean, but it's not like they've been doing it a long time. It's just the third year of that.
It feels like,
and it's just like, goddamn, we struggling to win a game.
Yeah, it's so tough.
Yeah, so they're gonna have to do something. But I like what they're doing. I saw that they're bringing in Mike D'Antoni, the associate head coach.
Maybe they'll speed up the tempo.
Mm-hmm. Bring a little offense to that game, because I think they do. They play hard. Like I said, it's not an effort thing. It's just have no talent whatsoever, and they're not the organization up top is not trying to help the coach win games. Yeah. It's just play the young dudes and have them develop,
which made it a little weird that they gave Brett Brown an extension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had that big discussion down on Twitter.
Like, what?
But to me, with that, I think they see what he can do. I think if they give him the pieces, he can probably do something. But I think it's not all on him.
It's not his fault. I don't give him any of the blame, really. Because he's coaching college kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not even – part of it is like, dude, you ain't even giving him, like – some of these young players, I'm like, dude, you would be the 12th, 14th, 15th dude on a decent team. Not even a good team, a decent team.
Mm-hmm.
And you playing major minutes for Philly. So I'm like, dude, he's got nothing. So, he's got a little talent, you know, Okafor, Covington, some of these other guys. But a lot of these dudes wouldn't scratch the surface on some of these other teams. So, I mean, you know, I give Brett Brown a lot of credit. I don't really give him too much flack because he's doing his job.
Yeah, he's trying. Like I said, you can tell they're playing.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's ugly.
And your last joint on here with the whole with Byron Scott. I think the difference is Kevin McHale was going into – this was his fourth year, I want to say, with the team. You know, they made it pretty far. But, I mean, you could tell. Nobody was – none of us were really like, you know who can really win the championship? Houston.
Yeah, but
even last year we weren't
but
like –
But none of us were like, they need to fire Kevin McHale.
Nah. It just seemed like this season I guess the team tuned him out. I mean,
it ain't his fault James Harden don't play defense.
No, not trying. Guys are frustrated. You know, we've already heard the rumors and sources.
It ain't his fault Dwight Howard can't shoot a 2-foot hook shot. That ain't his fault.
Yeah, Dwight Howard complaining about touches.
Fucking God, whatever.
So, you know,
do nothing with him anyway.
Yeah, that was a lot of stuff. The Lakers, I mean, they're paying. I think they just finished paying Mike Brown. They're about to be paying
a third and a fourth coach.
And you're like, okay, if they fire Byron Scott, then they have all that around to deal with. Because I'm like, whoever the coach is probably not going to be, whoever's the interim is not going to be the head coach.
Then get David Blatt.
If they lose again.
Because he'll be let go at the end of the season. Because they ain't winning the championship. So
probably. And, you know, he finished 1 year. They don't want to do what they did with Mike Brown. And I think that's a lot of it, too. Mike Brown got 1 year and then five games. And it was like, all right, you're gone.
Well, I think the other part of it, too, is that's Kobe's boy.
Yeah, that was Kobe's mentor. I think it means a lot to Kobe to have him on the bench because clearly he lets him do what he wants. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to get a coach and be like, okay, Kobe, we need you to pull back. Nope. We ain't doing it. And, it's, you know, it seemed to be working, the benching, I guess. Although, you know, this last game, they got their ass kicked by 40.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
I mean, damn.
Oh,
you know, him
Jesus.
Calling them saw. Oh, you know, he said, y'all scared. Spirit was loving that.
Oh, yeah.
40 on them fool. But I just think he's only been there 1 year. And yeah. They don't want to fire him, plus his relationship with Kobe Bryant.
Well, as Kobe retires, he'll be fired.
Yeah, he's not a developmental coach. I can say get your boy Scott Brooks. I look at Mark Jackson, too. You know, all those work. Of course, you know, Luke Walton's name, of course, is going to be thrown in there as well. So I would look at all that. But the Lakers, I mean, it's like they suck. They fire their coach, and then what's going to happen? They're going to get better? Nope. Everybody knows. Everybody has said it and will probably continue to say it. They cannot fully start over until Kobe Bryant's gone. So why act like we're trying to start over now?
Exactly.
Let's just get through the season. Thank you, Kobe Bryant. We appreciate it. All right, let's really start. Byron Scott, here's your papers.
The hell out.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
So, yeah, man, thanks, Spirit, for that email, man. I always appreciate you writing in. Trust, as somebody who sends feedback, I'm behind on mine. I need to send it out. But we always appreciate it when you do send it. So let's get into some of these topics that the NBA has come up with.
All right.
I seen Klay Thompson said he's the best shooting guard in the NBA. When asked, he's like, who's the best shooting guard in the NBA? He was like, me. I don't blame him.
I mean, you got to have confidence in yourself, as you should think you are the best.
Do I think he's the best? Well, I know Jonathan doesn't think he's the best.
Hell no.
I have an idea.
You know who I think is the best.
Jimmy Butler.
You damn Skippy. Jimmy Butler, the best shooting guard in the league. Well, because he plays defense. I was about to say, maybe James. Nah. James, no D. Harden.
I'm not ready. James Harden, you ain't no take the D out.
Take the D out.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready to take James Harden out of that number one spot.
Oh, I so am, because you got to be able to do it on both sides of the court, my friend. You got to be able to do it on both sides of the court, which is the only reason your boy is in the argument of best small forward in the league. It's because he does it on both ends.
Yeah,
if he didn't play defense, if his offense wasn't as good, Kevin Durant would clearly be heads and shoulders above him. Yes.
But does that argument work for Chris Paul? For best point guard. Because Chris Paul plays defense better than, I would say, better than Westbrook.
I have for a long time said Chris Paul is the best pure point guard in the league. Yes, pure point guard. I'm not talking about these off guards, these Westbrooks who are shooting guards playing point guard. I am talking about a pass first point guard.
There ain't that many.
Exactly, which is why he is the best. He is the best. If you're talking about true point guards, Chris Paul is the best.
We're not saying true shooting guards and shit like that.
Because a shooting guard is a shooting guard. Yeah, a shooting guard, shooting guard has the name in it. You shoot. Yeah. You are a shooting guard. You putting up points. That's what it's meant to.
Yeah, and it's hard when it comes to points, putting up points. James Harden put up points the best.
Yeah, and he gives up a lot.
Because he's not, and you know, he's the worst defender out of them three.
Because he's playing so many minutes.
Well, that
his minutes got to be scaled back because it's affecting his D.
Well, if it's a combination of both, would you give it to? Does that mean
Jimmy Butler is tied for third in minutes this year, is still putting it in on both sides?
And out of them three, I would say Jimmy Butler is the best defender.
Absolutely,
Klay Thompson second.
Klay Thompson is second.
So would that mean that since Klay Thompson is probably second in offense, second defense, would that give him
now? Argument could be made that Klay Thompson, if he didn't have a Steph Curry, would be doing what James Harden's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. James Harden.
If you gave Steph Curry 25 shots a game like James Harden gets, he'd be putting up 30 points a game
easily.
Klay
Thompson would do it, but he wouldn't be putting up like – he wouldn't have the assist game.
I don't know.
I don't know if his handling skills.
I'm not saying he's putting up like 10 assists like James Harden be doing, but he'd have like five, six assists.
Yeah, see, I'm not ready to drop him down. And James Harden's name is going to come up.
And he plays defense.
It's going to come up again when we get into this.
Because he don't play D.
This all-star voting. But, these questions, like, who do you think is the best player at your position? Like, nigga, I'm the best player at my position. Whom do you think I'm going to
say? The only people who really can't say that are, like, the Philadelphia 76er players. You clearly can't say you're the best at your position because it shows. You have one win. I'm just saying.
It's a team game. What else we got? So Greg Popovich isn't a fan of three-pointers.
That's your boy.
Old school. Yeah. You know, people are like, but at the same time, that's what they do. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I'm getting wins.
They do that in spite of Greg Popovich hating him.
That lets you know
He hates analytics.
Yeah, that lets you know he should be probably ranked even higher for coaching. Because most coaches would be like, I don't like this. I'm not going to do it. He's like, I hate three-pointers, but my team is one of the best at it, and we win championships doing something I don't like to do. I can do that. I mean, he's an old-school coach.
He is. I understand, but at the same time, I don't.
I'm a fan. I don't like three-on-ones. And then the nigga shoot a three. I don't. If it's a 3-on-1, go get the damn layup. And if like the guys, and then you know, if you go down,
if it's 3-on-1, two people got to sprint to the corners, and then we and then we find the open man for the three. Oh, yeah. That shit is great.
Yeah, not the trailer. Like, it's, make the guy pick a spot. It's like, nope.
It's not the old outlet like it used to be.
Now it's like 3-on-1. Whoever's got the ball, and if it's the point guard, he's going to let the other two run ahead of him, and he's going to start. You can tell. You almost know nowadays. You watch the ball. You don't even expect the guy to go to the hole. You're like, as soon as he gets closer to the three, you're like, he about to pull up.
It makes no sense. It's like 3-on-1. Take it down the middle. Steph Curry. Fake a pass to the right and boom, throw it to the left. Easy dunk.
Yeah, you like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, J.R. Smith, James Harden. Probably, no, not Westbrook. Westbrook might do it too, though.
Yep.
You just feel it. You're like, yeah, I hate it. It's like, dude, it's 3-on-1. Just get the Ethan. Nope, we're going to jack it up.
And shout out to Spirit, who had some words for Pop. Oh, they're most recent episode.
I'm appreciating him being honest. Clearly the man has a team that shoots threes. So it's not like he's like, I hate threes so much that I'm not, even if my team can do it well, I'm not going to let them do it. Clearly he's not stupid.
Yeah.
He just got an opinion that he don't like threes.
Yeah.
Seen Carmelo Anthony frustrated with the slow pace Knicks. He wants him to speed it up.
And at the triangle? I thought the triangle was slow paced.
I don't know. Clearly, methodical. And don't work. Well, I mean, Derek Fisher.
Because the Lakers, when they were winning chips, they were always like a half court team.
Well, shit, because you got fucking Shaquille O'Neal.
And they ran the triangle.
Yeah.
It is.
In today's age, I think.
Should have kept Mike D'Antoni if you wanted to run and gun. Now.
Derek Fisher said he wants it to be more paced, and they do better.
Yeah.
And I agree. I was like, in this day and age, with the team they got, they should be a little faster.
And I think part of it is frustration, because they started out really well, and now they're starting to creep towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm starting to like this little testiness between Golden State and Milwaukee. Now, I'm, you know, like... Why?
Like Milwaukee is so irrelevant.
This is the funny thing, though. I think Golden State clearly is a young team, and you can tell when people talk a little trash.
They're quick to be sensitive. They're sensitive.
With the Clippers.
Part of that new generation. Mm-hmm. They're sensitive.
I will say, wearing the 24-1 t-shirts, I mean, as a organization, it's a way to make money. I mean, clearly, it's all about them breaking the streak. Let's be the ones to end the streak. I have, you know, the t-shirts. Yeah, hey, it's not the players,
and
it's the stadium.
Golden State did the same thing. 10-18.
Yeah, that was funny. I was like, okay, okay. And then there was a little chippiness. I just think everybody has a team where it's just this one team that just plays
it's
you
just
well.
A thorn
and
in
I
your
just
hip.
Think Milwaukee plays them pretty good. Milwaukee can is
it's
just
a matchup.
As long.
They match up well with them.
And they bother them. Now, clearly I think Golden State's a better team.
Well, obviously the stats show it.
And they seem to be a little feisty too.
Because Milwaukee's been very disappointing, yes, considering everybody's like, hey, playoff bound. Yep. Like, no, they not.
I started with OJ Mayo and Draymond Green getting into it. Mm-hmm. I mean you don't want to wake the bear and all that stuff. But I like it. It does show that, you can bother Golden State a bit. Now, granted they're rolling right now and it's early. And whatnot. Most teams ain't going to do that, but they clearly are going to let you know if you speak on them that they're going to speak back.
Yep.
We know Draymond Green is because he can't hold his damn tongue. I was like, okay, don't start getting into it. We didn't like how he's celebrating. Like, all right, we'll just whoop their ass. Exactly. And just be like, they was feeling themselves.
Yeah.
Referee Bill Kennedy came out and announced and said he was gay after Rajon riled him. Rajon Rondo called him a faggot back in early December, and they issued this statement about whether did they know that Rajon Rondo know he was that. I heard Adam Silver's some of his interview on why they didn't do it quick, and he was like, well, Bill Kennedy did not publicly come out, and I wasn't going to come out. I wasn't going to out him about it. I think he wanted to wait and let him do what he wanted to do. I haven't heard Bill Kennedy say anything about it, but we know Rondo got suspended a game. He's probably going to be fined, as he should be. You can't play with them words. And
you can't, but at the same time, it's hard. It's tough just because. So Kobe was fined.
Mm-hmm. For saying it. He wasn't even saying it at anybody in particular. It didn't seem like he just was saying it in frustration, and the camera was right on his face and caught him.
And Rondo. Well,
then you had Roy Hibbert, who had the no homo. And he got tagged. Him saying it at a ref, you're going to get dinged for that. Like, we caught you saying it for one, and you saying it at a ref, you getting dinged.
I was kind of annoyed with people getting on him about his apology. I know he did tweet out that it was basically said out of frustration and anger. He wasn't trying to really berate him. I don't think Rondo knew personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't think he knew. If he did, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
That's pretty fucked up. But... I don't know, man. This is one of those touchy situations where you're just like, we're at a point now. It's so freaking hard in society just because everybody's so goddamn sensitive about everything, and you got to be PC about everything. Like, so let me ask this question: had he called him a bitch instead of a faggot, would he have been suspended?
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. Now, he might have, because they might say he's using improper language to a ref, but it clearly wouldn't be as big of a topic
and
as it is now.
And shout out to Spirit. I found it, Spirit and Storm, I found it kind of ironic that it happened, and then, like, the next day, the ref's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay. Like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you trying to use that to get, to get everybody on your side? But it was kind of like, I don't know, man. I don't want to say I don't want to tell somebody when they're supposed to, come out of the closet, but I'm like, you've known this for years.
I guess the thing is, if you bring it up, and
I guess
if you say he said the F word to a particular ref, is his, if he is of that sex, if gay, do we do I need to acknowledge it or not? Do I need to tell everybody, oh, he is? That's why it was sensitive. Like, if you're saying, oh, somebody said the N-word, he said nigga to somebody, and then you're like, why didn't you like, oh, but that person, if you didn't know that person was black, would you be like, oh, would it be more of a big deal? I mean, it's one of those words. It is like the N-word where it is very touchy,
yeah,
and it is a firestorm depending on who the person using it and who it said it to. We do live in a PC world where you have to watch everything you say, especially if you're in the spotlight. But making it people sound like, oh, he said what? Okay, he shouldn't play in the league no more.
Get the hell out of here with that, man. Yeah,
that's how they come off when people are mad. Rocks. Like, you don't have to like him at all.
And people getting on him for, you know, his apologies and everything. I'm like, technically, the only person he has to apologize to is the Bill referee. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Again, shout out to Spirit, because I felt him. It annoys me when society feels like you owe them an apology for something you said about somebody else. Like, well, he needs to apologize. How do you know I didn't call him and apologize? Why does it have to be written out on social media that I apologize for it to be confirmed?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. It everybody needs to mind their own fucking business. Seriously, it's getting to a point now. Everybody got to be in everybody's business. Everybody's PC and sensitive about what everybody got to say. If you don't like what somebody got to say, shut the fuck up and get out of their business then. I'm sorry. No offense to the LGBT community, anything like that. I'm not saying I support what Rajon Rondo said, because I don't.
No,
I think what he said was stupid, and I think he should have got suspended. Probably should have just got suspended a couple games.
Yeah, we got suspended and fined, and that's purposely. And what John and I talking about when this came out, I wouldn't have a problem if he started getting less calls because of it. I would not.
And it wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't bother me if the refs are like, oh, you dis one of ours, so, you know, we not calling everything. Mm-hmm.
And then,
if you look like you touched somebody,
foul
on you, and yep, if you get hit hard, hey, wait, I didn't see that.
It's just,
because I'm a faggot, so faggot don't call whistle. We don't blow whistle.
Yeah.
You know, some stupid crap like that. But, yeah, it's just, he says some stuff. I'm not surprised from Rajon Rondo. It's from him. He's just that kind of dude. Hopefully he washes his mouth. And all players, you know, look, you on television.
And he was frustrated.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some refs ref calls you for something. You pissed off. It's the heat of the moment. You know, they tee you up or something. And you're just like, you know, you want to – honestly – he said something I want to say to customers on a day-to-day basis. And
whatever kind of language.
Or whatever kind of something I want to say. And I got to hold my tongue. It's hard. It's hard for me to do it in a non-public setting. I mean, for somebody who is in, like, the public eye all the time, yeah, I can only imagine how tough it is to just keep your composure off of everything.
Yeah, words get out.
Sometimes you get frustrated. You get angry. You say something you don't mean. You say in frustration and you didn't really mean it a particular way, but... you know, it is what it is at this point.
All right. Take a quick look around the league, since we are more than a quarter of a way in.
Mm-hmm.
Looking over at the Western Conference. I mean, clearly Gold State is rolling big. You know, continuing to dominate, just hot. They finally got their loss, so mm-hmm, good kudos to that. You know, now they can start it back up and start at two again,
mm-hmm,
and see how long that goes. Like what I'm seeing. Spurs to that number two, of course. I'm happy. Did not know that they were, you know, find out they're the best defensive team in the league. I'm like,
As I have said,
Tony Parker kicking.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about the Spurs right now because they just keep rolling.
3.5 behind.
They're the only other team besides Golden State who's won every home game.
Yep. So, 15-0. Loving it.
It is what it
is. Opponents points per games, 88.
And I have to admit that Kawhi Leonard is an MVP candidate. I got to admit it. Yeah. I got to acknowledge it.
Yeah. He's not in my top two.
He's not like a leading candidate, but he's in the discussion. Yes.
For sure.
He should be in the discussion, mm-hmm, at least.
You know, Oklahoma City's 18-9. Looking pretty solid. Mm-hmm. You know, Billy Donovan's done all right so far.
Yes, he has.
You know, they're working that same magic. You know, of course, you want to see a little bit more involvement with the other players.
Yeah.
But I like what I'm seeing from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clippers 16-12. This is, you know,
they've underachieved.
Those three, yeah, after those three, you know, those are pretty much the top tier right now in the West. Then you drop down. And Clippers have been okay. They got to figure out their wing position. I know there's talk of, you know, since we're right around that December 15th period,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people can start being open to trades who were signed this past summer.
Excuse me.
You know, so you may see Lance Stephenson, Josh Smith, even Jamal Crawford. Those are all rumors of them moving
to
I guess, get a for real three.
Mm.
But Clippers, you know, I like seeing Blake. I like Blake, what he's doing. You know, their main four are handling business
mm-hmm.
with Paul Reddick, Blake, and Jordan. After that, not much.
It's up in the air.
Yeah. Dallas, I'm surprised, 15-12.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Parsons hopefully can start working himself back into it. But, yeah, I mean, hey, shout out to Dirk. He still keeps them competitive.
Shout out to Rick Carlisle.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that team rolling.
Got him an extension.
Good coach, man.
Memphis at 6, 15-14. They've been struggling.
They've been on and off.
Now, I have seen the switch up now to now where Jeff Green is at the four. Mm. So they're bringing Zach off the bench, which on one hand I get because it does feel like if you're not being able to pound guys to really beat guys with this Gasol-Randolph lineup, which you should, then something's going to have to give.
It feels like he's going to get traded.
Matt, but it does.
It feels like it. And I like Z-Bo, but
I do.
It feels like he's going to get traded.
They can't. Yeah, that front lineup isn't dominating these smaller teams like they should. So I'd hate to see it, you know, but, I mean, I understand it. They got to pay Mike Conley and Gasol, all their main guys. And if they can get some strong scoring, they get some for real scoring, they can do something.
Yep.
Kevin Durant, I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Houston 14-14, inconsistent. No defense. We know that they're talking about looking at Markieff Morris. I think I saw when it's supposed to be Markieff Morris for Terrence Jones and Corey Brewer. But Brewer, because of his contract, because he got a big raise, he's not eligible till January 15th. So just waiting game. But trades are going
to
start.
And I hear they're looking to shop Ty Lawson.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they got him on the cheap, and that has not worked out.
And he just been suspended for his DUI.
Yeah.
The first one.
The first one. Jeez. Dwight Howard, root name is coming up. I think he's a free agent or can't opt out at the end of the year.
Go ahead, Spirit. Take him in OKC.
I understand him complaining.
They will gladly take Ennis Cantor off your hands.
He should be more than your fifth option. I'm sorry. Like, if you don't want him, he shouldn't be number one. That's clear. With James Harden on the team, I wouldn't put him lower than three. Because he needs to get some touches. Like, he can't not play any kind of offense. I need him to play some. He seems to want to play some and will let you know he ain't happy about not getting touches. He behind fucking Corey Brewer and I think Marcus Thornton.
And Trevor Reason.
That's why he's like, can I get some shots?
No. He can't do nothing with them anyway.
No, he can get a little some. He can round the basket.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Tyson Chandler hit a jumper in one game. I was like, nigga, Tyson Chandler got a jumper?
And you can't get nothing.
Oh, come on. Hey, and then in the eighth, 11, Utah at 11-14. We got an eighth seed under 500. That's weird.
Things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
The West only has 7 teams that are 500 mm-hmm. above. The East has 11 that are 500 and above.
Oh,
the East is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Other teams in the West, I got to say. I'm impressed with how Minnesota's been playing mm-hmm. So far. They've been real competitive. They've beaten some pretty good teams.
Mm-hmm.
I like the mix. Like I said, you're playing your young guys, clearly, but they've got veteran guys there.
Yes.
That's helping out. I think that's making a big difference. They're plugging along. They can't be mad at that. Kings, I don't know.
It started off really slow, so they're actually starting to come along mm-hmm. a little bit.
Blazers coming back down to earth.
Yeah. Well, back to what we expected them to be.
The Pelicans, dude. I mean, talk about
Anthony who?
Too high expectations.
Anthony who?
Yeah.
We don't even talk about him anymore. You're irrelevant now.
Yeah, he was talked about last season. I think partly, I mean, he was having a bomb season, but it was like, oh, they team in the mix.
Got that $125 million, baby, and nothing.
Yeah, they talking about Ryan Anderson. I think they just, it's really, they've given it time. The pieces just don't mesh well. It's time to do a little reshuffling. They do not need to get rid of Ryan Anderson, but Ryan Anderson is their best trade chip.
Yep.
So he's probably gonna be gone.
And we're bringing up the rear.
The Lakers have 4-23.
Laker fans should be happy. this is your best chance to keep your top draft pick. So keep it going. Keep sucking. Just ride Kobe's retirement wave and just take your draft pick and rebuild from there.
Yeah. Sorry, Laker fans.
There it is.
I mean, talk about a guy with problems.
Tough break.
I can't take it too far.
Y'all hang in there, man, because I know. So, Baylor, you holding up all right?
You doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been showing some stuff. Moving on to the East. I mean, Cleveland right now, 18-7. Just got Kyrie Irving back.
Fuck Cleveland. There you go, Spirit. Fuck LeBron.
Yeah, all them LeBron and Nike.
LeBron can kick rocks.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
loves subbing myself out self. But just sub myself out. 4-on-5. Go ahead and play it. That's how I do things. I'm telling you, he does everything.
Yeah, he's been really keeping
his player, coach, GM, owner.
He's been keeping his foot on his team. Like, yo, we can't. Don't be getting satisfied because they, you know, they're doing all right. I mean, they've been banged up,
mm-hmm.
but they doing all right.
Yeah.
Indiana,
mm-hmm. very Indiana, surprising.
16-10. Paul George of old is back, man.
Yes, he is.
He's been killing.
Mm-hmm.
Been working out CJ Miles and. Man named Monte Ellis. They've been, you know, got to give coach. I know Vogel's gonna get some love for coach of the year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, changing up his system and it's working. Miami, you know, tied number 3, 16-10. You know, been looking good. I know there's been rumors themselves about possibly getting Dwight Howard for Whiteside. I'm like, for what? But
because Whiteside a free agent after the season.
Well, I guess they can't afford.
We don't want to pay him.
You better pay him. The way he's playing, he's commanding big man premium contract. Of course, like
max dollars. I'm sorry.
Yo, if Tristan Thompson got that money, he's going to be like, I want
thank you. And that's going to be every single big man's argument from this point forward, which is why Cleveland was stupid to do that because they just opened Pandora's box.
He's going to be like,
if I'm putting up double digits in points and rebounds and I'm giving you blocks, max.
Right. Because mainly, I don't have to score. Like, you got somebody who scores.
If Tristan Thompson can get paid 80-something mil for grabbing double-digit rebounds, max.
Yeah, since he got 84, I won. But I want
100.
Yeah. It's coming up. And, you got to pay
and
him.
And the salary cap going up.
Mm-hmm.
I want my money.
It's just going to be the benefit of that. That's all.
Yep.
Your Bulls at 15-10.
Underachieving
asses. I saw Jimmy Butler asking the coach to call some folk out. He like, yo, we got to play harder, and they need him to.
I hear him.
To call some folk out.
I hear him. I mean, Fred Hoiberg always seemed like kind of a nice guy as a player and stuff. And sometimes you need a. You don't want to say you don't want him like Thibodeau, riding dudes, but you do want a guy who would just be like, when the time is needed, like, step the fuck up, do what you got to do, call some dudes out if you got to, bench some guys if you got to,
mm-hmm.
do what you got to do. I mean, look, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, they just that whole playing today competition.
They still trying to figure out who they are right now.
Yeah, and I saw that overtime, that 4 overtime.
God.
At one point, I was like, I'm even at this point now with the Bulls. I'm like, there is no way that Derrick Rose should have 10-plus more shots than Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry. No. Because it was like, Gasol had 19, Butler had 19, Derrick Rose had like 31. 30-something. I'm like, dude, are you serious? No, I want Jimmy Butler getting the most shots.
Yeah, he needs to be.
He really needs to be
the go-to dude. He needs to be the number one guy.
Yeah, and you got Gasol, and you know the Bulls got to figure something out because something's going on.
Yep.
Toronto, who you said wasn't going to make it.
They're only 12. One game out of being out of the playoffs, though.
17-12 at the number 5 spot.
Tied.
You know,
slowly they're creeping out. I'm telling you right now, it ain't happening.
Kyle Lowry balling. I'm Atlanta Hawks at 6.
They need to play. You know who they need to play? Anthony Bennett. Thank you very much.
They doing all right. You know, Valanciunas is still out. They hanging
in there. See, that's why they He needs to play Anthony Bennett.
Charlotte, 15-11, getting back on track.
Oh, there you go, Spirit. Anthony Bennett is averaging 1.6 points and 1.7 rebounds this year. Boom, son. That is number one pick numbers right there.
Yeah, Charlotte Bond and Detroit at 8, 16-12. Detroit's been looking pretty good.
Yep.
I think they need some more help. Drummond from their bench.
Is that. Now, you talk about Max Dollars. He getting Max Dollars.
Hey, he getting Max Dollars.
He getting Max Dollars.
Mm-hmm. They've been looking good. Tavius Caldwell Pope playing well. Mm-hmm. Marcus Morris has been fitting in with that squad, too. Yeah, their starting five has been great. I think, you know, Brandon Jennings coming back.
Yeah.
Hopefully can give him a little punch off the bench. Maybe they can move up. You know, Orlando's right behind, 15-12.
Teddy D, what up?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just out of the playoffs. Kick Toronto out, please.
You know, other ones, the Knicks 14-14. They have 500. Hey, the Knicks stay at 500. I ain't mad for where they was last year. The Knicks have some talent.
Knicks fans should be pleased with the progress they have made.
I like Aaron Aflalo on the squad.
Yes.
Porzingis has looked pretty good.
Yes. He had exceeded expectations.
I know they talked about a rookie wall. He even said he's just like, you know, it's just a lot of game, getting adjusted to playing these many games in a short amount of time.
He's been playing professionally for a while.
But it's just that kind of NBA schedule. Yeah,
understandable.
But, you know, I have no complaints.
Talk about underachieving.
First off, the Wizards.
Talk about underachieving.
11-14.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all going to be begging for Kevin Durant to come
in. I'm like, y'all in Milwaukee. Both y'all people were just like, yeah, they up-and-coming teams. I'm like, where y'all at?
I'm thinking the Wizards should have been moving up to get past the second round. They struggling.
Charlotte better than y'all. Damn. Boston's better than y'all.
Milwaukee, damn. I don't think they're playing that same kind of defense that they were last year. And
I think they bought into the hype.
Yeah, because they're scoring. They're giving up 102 points.
I think they bought into the hype.
I think they've got a lot of talent. I still think he's trying to really figure out how to use it.
They need to play John Henson.
It's like,
godly, he is.
And then
maybe that now, maybe now that he's out, they'll play John Henson.
Mm-hmm. And then you got 1-28 76ers. Oh man. At least y'all trying. At least they trying to make some moves coming the next year or so. They just
can't put up the points.
Yeah, stay buckled up.
God, they've lost 10 in a row.
Yeah, just stay buckled up for that ride.
Yeah.
I saw with the All-Star voting, which you can now go ahead and vote.
Go ahead and vote for Kobe, y'all.
Kobe is now under the forward spot. First time in his career. So
for what?
Because I think they go by what he's been playing, and he plays at the three.
He has been playing shooting guard for the last 18 years, last I checked.
I guess when they set the lineup, like he's been a three all season.
So what? He's a shooting guard.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Because I put it this way, I bet you if they still had center position, Tim Duncan would be labeled a center this season. Because he's playing, they put him in the position, he's playing center. So I just want to ask you, first off, who's getting the other shooting guard spot since now Kobe ain't getting it?
Russell Westbrook.
I'd agree. Sorry, James Harden.
I know it's the All-Star game and they don't play D anyway, but no.
No. Russell Westbrook should be
the number two next to Steph Curry. Yes.
As far as forward, since Kobe's probably going to be the leading vote getter, period, or number two behind LeBron, whose spot is he taking? Because clearly it's going to be Griffin's. Either. You think he's taking Blake's?
I think Kevin Durant will be voted in.
I think Kevin Durant will be voted in.
Which means
I think
it's three fours. Yeah. I still always keep forgetting they have switched that. Three fours.
I think Anthony Davis ain't taking Anthony Davis' spot.
It'll be Blake Griffin and KD. Yeah.
Blake is gonna start because it's the All-Star game and
you wanna see dunks.
Yeah, you wanna see Blake. Kevin Durant, still a damn top three player in the league. And Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
You know, we were talking about Anthony Davis, your team ain't even won five games. Yeah, something like that I just read. So,
well, Kobe Bryant, your team ain't won five, so it's the same thing. But you know, it's Kobe.
Oh, he's won seven.
He's retiring.
They just won four, and he would get more votes than Anthony Davis.
Of course, he will.
You know, on just regular season, not his last one. So yeah, I saw that. That sucked. Oh man, yeah. NBA is keeping moving, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Some quick hitters since I see time is moving.
Yes, sir.
College football. Ohio State senior Adolphus Washington suspended for the Fiesta Bowl after being charged with solicitation. Yeah, not smart, bro. This is when people start doing dumb crap right before bowl games, mm-hmm. it seems like.
Because they got time off.
Mm-hmm. We've seen the Ole Miss defensive lineman Robert Kimdichi was in stable condition after a one-story fall from a local hotel.
Did you hear about that story?
I heard he was – sounded like he was smoking. He has – she must have been laced.
Apparently, he from what sources said, mm-hmm. he smoked some synthetic weed.
No.
Which I don't know. I never done in my life, so mm-hmm. I don't know. And this has seemed to, like, become, like, the new crack. This synthetic weed, it makes people crazy. I think Lamar Odom was smoking some of this shit. I don't know if he was hallucinating or what, but I guess something scared him or something, and he, like, jumped out of the window.
Oh, shit, because it says he broke the window.
Yeah, like, apparently he jumped out of the window.
Charged with weed possession, and now...
Synthetic weed, yeah.
Yeah, and now he can't play in this bowl game.
And now he has already said he's going to the draft next year.
Of course he is.
So, so let children out there, please, if you want to smoke some weed, smoke real weed. Don't smoke this synthetic crap. Or just don't smoke it at all.
Just GMO shit.
Just like, good Lord.
I want that GMO weed.
Like, people don't smoking rock salt. Like, what? I don't know anymore. Drugs are starting to get insane.
And I got to say, shout out to Alabama running back Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
winning the Heisman.
Absolutely,
that's a close battle, man. But you figured he was going.
I was pulling for Christian McCaffrey because his daddy was a former Bronco. Mm-hmm. You know how it is.
Yep. Yeah, you were hoping, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, and then moving on to MLB. Got to give some folk some recognition for some paper.
Man, go ahead and play it.
Show me the money.
Man, how about Jason Hayward, former outfielder from the Cardinals, signs with the Cubs 8-year, $184 million. I already seen Cardinal fans who are like, what? Okay, kick rocks then, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't no real Cardinal.
I'm going to save some of that for the awards. But, hey, shout out to him. He can opt out after 3 years, too. Sign him another mega deal. Holla at That's your crazy. Boy. That is why, folks, ladies and gentlemen, if you got a little boy out there, put him in some baseball. All of y'all out there concerned with all these concussions. We know Will Smith got the concussion movie coming out. Tell the truth. straight up, if you got a kid, you really are seriously concerned about, you know, football and what to put him in some baseball. Cause let me tell you something. If he is just an average player, he making bank.
Mm-hmm.
He making at least some decent money. So straight up, put him in baseball.
All right, other folk who got money, Giants signed Johnny Cueto. Royals. Yep, Johnny Cueto, 6-year, $130 million. Crazy. Giants trying to spin. I had already signed Jeff Samardzija. I think he was one of your White Sox players, wasn't he?
He played for the White Sox last year, yes.
Yep, 5 years, $90 million.
Former Notre Dame wide receiver.
Money getting spent. And nobody's surprised. Commissioner Robert Manfred rejected reinstatement for Pete Rose. Basically, he ain't get into the hall until he dead. I keep saying it.
As we've always said.
You feel like he's...
Once he's dead, we'll let him in.
Because they say he still gambles. So basically, you know, it's like, well, you're not getting in for this addiction. You still have the addiction, so you ain't getting in.
Yeah.
And you know, he's basically said he's trying, but look, it's not going to happen. He'll get in. He's going to get in eventually. He just will not be allowed to see it.
Yeah.
And we got, I saw this... Colleen Dominguez is suing Fox Sports over.
I know that name.
She's done stuff with ESPN.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she's over at Fox now. Something going on with Fox because they had that with
my
sister over there. God, I can't. You know, who did the sideline reporting for the NFL games?
Not the black chick.
Yeah.
And
I just saw she. I can't think of her name, but you know she. I saw on Twitter, I guess her boss was sticking up for, you know, was kind of saying that she had interviews with certain players and some of the suits was rejecting her interviews and not putting her on certain things. Mm. He even admitted it. Sound like dude was like, look, they just like the younger type around all these men.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up. Hey, because them women, they do a good job.
Pam Oliver.
Yes, Pam Oliver. There you go. Like, they do a good job. Let them handle their business. Because this is going to probably get into something else with our awards. So let's just hop into these joints.
Let's go.
We don't keep y'all much longer. And we're starting off with the Noice Awards.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice. All right, I have, thank you, Ashley. I have a couple here. First one, going out to Serena Williams, Women's Sports Illustrated Sports Women of the Year. Everybody, some people started feeling like maybe the horse that won the Triple Crown should get it. I'm like, sports person, not sports, you didn't say sports figure. Or anything that become sports noun of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
So that we can give a sports place of the year. You know, if everything happens, you know, like if the Cubs and the Bulls and the Blackhawks and the Bears all win their titles in the same year, is Chicago getting sports city of the year? They going to be on the cover? Man, come on.
Yeah.
Serena been dominating. Just like, oh, she didn't win. You know, she didn't do the Grand Slam.
Oh, so what? The woman is a beast.
Yeah, well, she was almost there. Basically been dominant in her sport. Shout out to her. You know, of course, you always feel like, oh, here we go.
Yep.
This is a, you know, if it ain't a white male, oh, we have a problem. Yep. Well, what about so-and-so?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then shout out to Herm Edwards getting his frustrations out about today's players.
And the selfishness.
Yeah.
Selfish.
I may have to find that clip for that for y'all, but I mean, he was
going off. Yeah, it was all about the LeSean McCoy situation that was going on. It was
I mean, just wow.
I understand.
It was funny, but yeah, he was like, hell no, I don't want to coach these players nowadays. Like, it's about team.
Yeah,
they are about I.
Yeah,
like wow, okay.
Woo.
All right, I had one more. I cannot remember, so I'll let you go ahead.
All right, so I got a few of them. First off, I want to give a Noice Award to Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds, who set the Division I record for most career rushing touchdowns. Man, oh man, this boy! Well, I think he set the mark in a game against a rival Army.
Okay, okay.
So he now has 85 touchdowns. Surpassed Georgia Southern's Adrian Peterson and Townsend's Terrence West to set the record. So he is now the all-time leader. Want to give a shout-out to that man, you know, especially coming out of Navy. That's what's up. Shout-out to y'all. All
right.
Just keep doing the damn thing. Next, I want to give a shout-out to Colts punter Pat McAfee, who did a pretty good deed that I think should be noted, he paid the electric bill for 83 families. What? Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. Even though, you know, I'm sure electric bill, it ain't a whole lot of money. It's not, the most expensive bill in the world. But
depending on in the wintertime, though, it is.
Yeah, that is true. So depending on who you are, you know, that could have helped a lot of people for sure. Last Noice Award I want to give to Broncos right tackle Ryan Harris. No, it is not because I am biased. It has more to do with the comment Donald Trump made about Muslims, because Ryan Harris himself is a Muslim.
Okay.
And does practice that. Basically, he says, as Muslims, anyone who murders, kills, does anything like that, it is so against the tenets of Islam that it doesn't even warrant a response. It's like Donald Trump's comments don't even warrant a response. But we're now at a point where we have to say something. He says, Muslims, Americans are our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our sports heroes, and yes, they are our men and women in uniform. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't immediately see Trump's response, but had a lot of people asking him about it and felt he should speak up and say something about it. And he said, and I quote, people need to know, I've had the best experiences being Muslim, both at Notre Dame and in the NFL. Every single one of my coaches has respected me, asked me about it. My teammates asked me about it. I have never experienced any xenophobia in the NFL. You talk about Muhammad Ali. You talk about, in Houston, Hakeem Olajuwon. Every single sports fan in Houston knows about fasting, Ramadan, and Islam because Hakeem fasted. You know what I mean? In Kansas City, people know Hussein Abdullah. It's such a contrast to what you're seeing with the xenophobic hate speech, but it's having an effect, and it's unfortunate. The only Muslims I know are peaceful, loving people. That's overwhelming, and that's the overwhelming majority. I can also tell you a lot of Muslims are getting scared. When you start hearing that kind of rhetoric, you can never control what some psychopath extremist is going to do. That's going to have an effect on all of us. In all my years of being Muslim, I feel this is the most tense in terms of Muslims having a lot to fear. Not as much as me. I mean, I'm 300 pounds. I'll be okay. But for the Muslim woman who wears a hijab, I don't know what that is. A hijab and goes to work, or the Muslim kid in the school right now, it's tough. So I just wanted to give a noise award to Ryan Harris for speaking out, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we a lot of people, you know, sit here and talk about, and you know, in the heat of the moment, you understand it, where it's like, you know, people from a different background, a different religion, you know, kill, you know, some Americans or some people that, you know, somebody that people love and that's their family. And, you know, immediately it tends to go to hate. And then, you know, Donald Trump coming out with that, we need to build a wall and keep them out and all this. But I'm like, you have to realize there are a lot of Muslim Americans here that are your, you know, the kids look up to as far as sports figures, you know, Muhammad Ali being one of the prominent ones. You know, Hakeem Olajuwon, yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a Muslim.
But yeah, you I said mean, there's you got a lot them in of, the military.
Yeah, they got them in the military. I mean, they're everywhere. There are teachers. There are doctors. They're everywhere. Right. So to sit here and try to single out a certain, you know.
The actions
black,
of a few.
Black people know what it's like. And know what it feels like to be alienated and discriminated against. So,
well, all groups do.
And I exactly. Would think, well, except for one of them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they've had, you know, you go to other countries.
And, well, Europeans, yes.
Yeah, if you go to the countries where the dominant religion is not your religion.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I get it. But you can't come on like that. I mean, what Donald Trump said was stupid.
Very.
You know, him not thinking, now he's got people who he's, you know, I'm like, dude, you've done business with Muslims.
Yeah. They and said now they're he could like, possibly be losing millions of dollars because right. of it. Like dude, an idiot.
Mm-hmm. And this is who you want as your president?
So.
No, thank
them
you.
Them is my noise awards.
All right. Those are good ones. All right, let's get, I know we got a few more of these, though.
Oh, yeah.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck!
All right, which one? What you got?
Oh, here we go again. Back to the Muslims. Uh-huh. What the fuck moment. A group of four Denver Broncos fans got to show love to my peoples. Alleged that a security guard at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego prevented them from entering the stadium last week until they removed their turbans.
Oh, Lord.
Three says the guy, want to say if I could, Virender Mahi. He said it was part of the group. He said three of my buddies, they had turbans on, and it was like, you guys got to take your turbans off. It's bad. I mean, this is embarrassing for me because we are Americans at the end of the day. We are not supposed to be afraid of fellow Americans. He said he noted that there was another incident during the game between the Broncos and Chargers when a fearful fan called San Diego police about Mahi and his friends, and that a tailgater at the game captured a picture of a bomb-sniffing dog inspecting their vehicle. Everybody's kind of confusing us with the turbans because of what you see on TV is mostly the terrorists. They wear turbans, but our turbans are different. Our faith is different. Our beliefs are different. So I just wanted to give a what the fuck to that because it was just like, God damn, really?
I mean, you use the term Muslim extremist. Like, so clearly they are on something that is not normal.
Exactly. I'm like, come on.
Can we use Christian extremists? Oh no, we can't.
We can't say that, huh?
Christians don't do anything wrong. Okay.
Sick people. I mean, it's one of them things.
Crazy folk out in
it's
the world.
Stupid people out there in the world. So please, please, people.
Every group got assholes.
Exactly. Next one. We mentioned him earlier. Jason Hayward. As all fans tend to do, they overreact. They burned the man's jersey after he signed with the Cubs.
This is just a thing.
It's just like they tweeted it to him, a picture of him, them burning his jersey. And it's just like, I get it. I understand a dude leaves your team, is a good player. You don't want him to go. Felt, you know, maybe he got greedy and left because of more money or whatever the case may be. Believe me, we hear it all the time.
And he goes to a rival team.
Yep, Dodger fans were pissed when Zach Greinke left. They were saying the same thing.
And where did he go?
Arizona.
Yeah, Aaron's like, oh, in the division? What the hell?
Fuck him. Yeah. It's one of them things. So I was just like, here we go again. And last but not least, I'm sure you got one for him too. I am giving a what the fuck to LeSean McCoy.
Yes.
Who basically reportedly was a no-show at a party that his former teammates threw for him.
Oh.
Apparently.
Damn.
And they, two of his teammates, let's see, Vinny Curry and Jason Peters, were throwing a party for him. Had a flyer the whole nine, basically, in Philadelphia. There's a little flyer and everything. Says, welcome home. There's a picture of him on there with the two of them. And he didn't show up.
Damn, bro.
So it was kind of cold. And I was, it's one of those things I understand. You got, you know, beef with, you know, the coach.
Right.
But, you know, to really push your former teammates to the side, that just wasn't cool. And that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? You develop a brotherhood. You develop relationships with these guys. You were in Philly for a while. So, you know, you figured you'd at least show a little respect to your teammates. Maybe not Chip Kelly, but at least your former teammates. So for him to not show up, I thought that was kind of cold.
No, I'd agree with you on that. I'm like, okay.
That's a little much.
All right.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, I got plenty. I got one going out to a lot of these shut up. Nick Young, who mentioned that he should be considered for Defensive Player of the Year. He made a couple stops in the game or two, and then, you know, of course, in his, you know, how he do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I should be considered for a Defensive Player of the Year. I was like, what? Like, okay, you know what? No, I'll just say that quickly.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
So yeah, that's quick, easy. This one is for a homie, for the homie Spirit. He mentioned this, that he would give one out if he was on our show, to Jerry West, who said Draymond Green is a top 10 player in the league. And he mentioned on there that he was like, yeah, we have two top 10 players on our squad. And we're like, yes. I was like, yes. Yeah, we know one. Who's the other one? He's like Klay Thompson. Like, I don't know, Draymond Green. I'm like,
I get what you're saying. Yes, I understand what you mean, Jerry, but no, he ain't a top 10 player.
No. Now, if you want to get down to like top 20, based on where this season, I would listen to that. He's
a very good all around player.
He is probably, you could argue he's the most versatile player in the league.
Yes.
He can play five, he shoots threes. He basically almost won Defensive Player of the Year last year.
He's a very good perimeter defender, too. Mm-hmm. He can defend well.
He can guard all five and all that. So, yes, I see that. But top 10?
No.
Like, giving out the one to LeSean McCoy, who said he didn't say nothing, actually. This was his game after talking mad trash all week about Chip Kelly and going back to play the Eagles, and I ain't fucking with them, and blah, blah, blah. And you see a minute to go in the game. Game is pretty much over. There's LeSean McCoy walking off the field. Game is not over yet. Then he goes in the locker room, getting dressed. I guess it's all these media folk hovered around him because clearly, hey, LeSean McCoy, what you got to say? Regardless if you won or not, we all coming to see you.
Yep.
And he basically waits till everybody gets there. It's like, okay, y'all, everybody here? All right. I don't have nothing to say. And then walks off. Like, you bitch. you talked all trash. Like, yep. Look, we all talk trash. And then when our team, that doesn't work out, we all want to be like, oh, okay, we eat crow and you got to face the music.
Yeah.
But to be like, oh, I'm running away now. Like, yeah, come on. Because guess what's going to happen? You're probably going to be scheduled to play Philly again next season.
Yep.
Knowing the way the NFL works. I'm like, hey, let's have y'all play the NFC East again.
Or we'll just throw Philly on your schedule.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, you got to be.
You got to man up.
I mean, this is. And somebody's going to be like, well, maybe this is part of the reason why he ain't there no more.
You can't be a little bitch.
No.
You can't. You got a man
yeah,
up to
that. He played okay. I mean, he played all right. You didn't do anything. But, dude, like, come on. Get it together, man. I saw that. Don't do that. I just saw this today that jumped on it. Derek Williams got robbed of some jewelry in a Louis Vuitton bag when he brought some hoes home. Apparently, he went out with some chick, brought these women home. I saw that today. I was like, what? Okay.
Gotta be careful in New York.
Yeah, you can't just be bringing anybody.
$750,000.
Yeah, and jewelry.
And jewelry.
And a Louis Vuitton bag. You woke up, it's just gone. Like, bruh, like, you can't bring nobody to your house. Like, that. I'm not bringing no trim to the house. Like,
go
nah.
to a motel.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Some high-end hotel.
Yeah, something.
Is this your room? Yeah, like, yeah, this is my room. In reality, no, this not my room. This is my smash room. I rented this room out when I want to get some ass. And then once I kick y'all out, I go up to my real room where all my shit at. Like, hell no, I'm not taking you. Dude, you can't. People that have been like, dude, you can't sleep. Even if you get the best out of that, they make you bust all the time. You tired.
Yep.
You can't fall asleep.
Yep.
You be like, oh, yeah, girl, y'all lay in there. All right, I'll be right back. Hide all your crap.
Yep.
Lock it up, whatever you got to do. And then just like, okay. But hell, I'm not sleeping, passing out, and my wallet and shit out. I'm like, no. I might get robbed. And exactly. That's what he did. Bruh, got to be smart.
Almost $1 million worth of jewelry? Like, how?
You a veteran. This is the second year. You are in your second year. Okay. You've been in the league a minute.
You should know better.
Yeah, you should know better already.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, not least, Gilbert Arenas basically says, and I'm just paraphrasing, putting it in my language, that the WNBA is some non-feminine lesbians. I mean, I guess there was a picture on Instagram with these two chicks playing ball in lingerie, and he was like, this is what everybody expected when he was talking about women basketball. And, of course, he mentioned, you know, some of them like Skylar Diggins and all that. But basically, like, most of them
oh, here
are
go.
Hard. Oh, snap.
Now, this is what America was hoping for when they announced the WNBA back in 96. Not a bunch of chicks running around looking like cast members from Orange is the New Black. Don't get me wrong. They have a few cutie pies, but there's a whole lot of bean pies running around. Ooh. Ha, 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 ha. If Skylar Diggins came out like this, I don't care if she missed every layup. I'm going to buy season tickets, and I don't even know where the fuck Tulsa is, you dumbass. 2016 new WNBA outfit, please. And if you think this is sexist, 9 times out of 10, you the ugly one, and we didn't pay to come see you play anyway. Hashtag Donkey Kong. Shaking my damn head. Hashtag this will be awesome. Hashtag sold out everywhere. And I don't know what the picture is of. I didn't get a chance to see. It was a picture of two chicks, I guess, shooting in a lingerie.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm like, wow, okay. If you think it's success, I'm like, yeah, but the women who are attracted will find it sex is probably like, dude. Like, if the WNBA ain't for you, then yeah. Like, I mean, look, the brand of basketball is different. You know, they're not high-flying and yamming on folk. You know, now I think in a few couple generations, you know, you're going to have some kids, you know, these athletes who are going to have some kids who can jump their ass off. But I was like, no, the league is not filled with women who look like Brittany Griner and stuff like that. There's some nice-looking women there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, yo, yeah, they're athletes. Like, and I'm sure there are a lot of women who would be like, stop acting like y'all niggas is all fine just because you play ball.
A lot of people would probably consider you ugly, Gilbert Arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. And then the WNBA said a statement that Gilbert Arenas' comments are repugnant, utterly disrespectful, and flat out wrong. WNBA players are strong, talented, and determined individuals who give it their all on the court and serve as inspiring role models to millions around the world. They should be celebrated for their accomplishment, not disparaged with ignorant insults.
Yeah, so basically what Gilbert Arenas is saying is that if he has a girl, I think he has a daughter, if she's good at playing ball, he ain't letting her play in the WNBA. Because then I'm like, why? You just bagged on a league that your daughter wants to play in? Or are you saying that if my daughter plays in it, she...
Your daughter's ugly then. Oh, man.
I don't get this dude. Yeah. He always has to say something.
He can't help himself. No, he gotta can't. Gotta stay in the highlights.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. But yeah, that's it for us, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for rolling with us in this episode. I know it's a little bit long, but this episode of the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour brought to you by the Black Is Network.
Yes, sir.
You can check us out at the website, www.blackisonline.com. All our show information is there, too. You can also check out episodes of The Break, our other weekly show.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate all who've been sending in feedback for that. It's the flagship show ever, over here at the Black Is Network. Y'all can check that out. Also hoping to have a new episode of Turn My Headphones Up dropped this week for y'all, so be on the lookout for that.
Yes, sir.
You can also listen to our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Player FM, any places that you can hear podcasts. You can find us there as well. If you want to reach out to us directly, any comments, any feedback, whatnot, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. Definitely want to thank all of y'all for keeping up with us. Definitely want to thank all y'all for the support, all the love that y'all be showing out on Twitter, you know, via emails, comments on the page for the show, anything, you know, definitely appreciate it. It's all love. It's all helps us. And, you know, we definitely appreciate the support, you know, for the long time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for keeping up with us for the long haul. It is much appreciated as usual. For the first time listeners, I definitely want to thank you guys for just checking us out and just taking the time to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. If you did enjoy the show, please be so inclined. Give us a 5-star review or whatever review you feel we deserve. You know, if there's things we can do better, please let us know. We're always trying to find ways to improve the show. That's for sure. If you did love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. In light of the weather we've been having, tell the sun, tell the rain, tell the wind, tell the clouds in the sky, tell the stars, tell Mars, tell Jupiter, Pluto's not a planet anymore.
No. Yeah, tell El Nino, because it's supposed to be out
here. Tell El Nino, hopefully we get 5 days of rain. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
For sure. Y'all be safe and enjoy.
Holla. Send this one out to all the niggas that want beef, that got baby teeth. Why you can't eat, little faggot? That primo shit, Razzy Kazzy, Golden Child. Yeah, no. Lieutenant Dan! It's the RASKASSS, eject the airbag, wreck a nigga bubble S class. What's coming next? Let's mash. Get so high walking, I catch jet lag. If it ain't Hennessy and OJ, homie, miss me. Keep my hairline down to the Nike sign crispy. Spit be strictly mini me Bin Ladens. Mixed with 16 men with life in the pen riding. Gangster, fuck how many records you sell. Get put on the missing milk carton and double XL. And it's nothing. Let's double the dare. Dig so deep down your bitch mouth, I come in the hair. Guns and ones in the air. Niggas with stripes, shooting kites. Posted on low rider bikes. Gat named Russell Simmons, God bless and good night. You done fucked up like Crip Walking by Suge Knight. That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit. Sub either. Wild Golden Child. Come on, come on, yo. Ask the crew if I'm nice. We all stay true. That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit. Sub either. Wild Golden Child. Niggas know, guess I'm a rap nigga, cause homeboy gets a rap. Commit a drive-by off the Music Express van and toss the gat. Hop on a red-eye to NYC though. D&D link with Primo when I'm hungry. So I'ma take what you got, throw up a dub, spit at the camera like Tupac. My rap style is chic like two locks. Word on a few blocks, my technique's too hot. I repeat, do not get it twisted. Get your head a brick on parking 106, bitch. Then catch me at spread a halo with an imitation J-Lo. Get no haters, lay low. Who the only West Coast nigga to air out K-Slay mixtape though? Mo Dirty, SC430. Stand with my knee, eating a plate of beef curry. Biatch. That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit. I'll be the wild golden child. Come on, come on, yo. Ask the crew if I'm nice. They all stay true. That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit. I'll be the wild golden child. The baddest flow. I pop my collar, pop pistols, and pop ecstasy. Boricuas call me Poppy when they pop they pee. Used to
Pop lock and lock and watch. Pop locks and burglarize spots. Pop willies on the red and chrome Humvee. Graduated to Suzuki's. Hot soda pop or pop bottles, it's got sushi. Ask me what's popping, most likely your collarbone. Ever had the feeling when you're by yourself, you're not alone? We big brother, and big brother see you. I'm hard-headed, my dick look like R2-D2. Mini me too, speed through in the V12. See Austin style, know how we do. All money is legal, dead breads and green eagles. You funny style like Bernie Mac, rapping like Beanie Siegel. Golden child of the West, don't know how to act though. Kick out the up and smoke tour for scrapping with Staff Pro.
This is what happens when you reach for what you can't fit.
I'll be the wild golden child. Come on, come on, yo.
Ask the crew if I'm nice, they all stay true.
That's what happens when you reach for what you can't fit.
I'll be the wild golden child.